There's a show in town, it's going down. Every week we're back on solid ground. Steel toes slipping, but we're gripping. Got the tea to spill, it's always flipping. From April's Scrimp to Aaron's Glee. Oh, this drama's just a spree. Polydrama, legal trauma. Another win, oh, that's the karma. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on Rumble. To felony, it's a circus, can't you see? The toe is bent, the goal is spent. His empire crumbles, all hell sent. April's playlist on repeat. Aaron's lies we can't defeat. The countdown's on, it won't take long to see this piggy squeal his song. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on Rumble now. This little piggy's begging for dollars, and this little piggy. Piggy ain't missing a thing. Just sit back, laugh, and watch the king.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to This Little Piggy, a Steel Toe morning show round table discussion, even though I don't think any of us have a round table. Ladies and gentlemen, from Who Are These Podcasts? You love him, you hate him, Carl Hamburger.
Hi, Carl. I'm just going to whisper today.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Good
just
to be
turn
here.
Turn the volume down. You don't have
good to be here with you, Patrick. I'm glad you had me today.
And Moody from New Zealand from This Little Piggy program.
Yeah, I'm calling in from Seethe HQ. I haven't seethed this hard before. I've been seething all week. It's just been a nonstop seethe.
And this your is caps lock is like broken. It seems like every message I get from you, all caps. Just
I'm
flipping
breaking
out.
Down.
Yeah,
I'm breaking down.
Could you? Maybe like 3D print yourself some sort of seethe Faraday cage where it can't. I don't want it to get out and affect the rest of us. I'd like to stay in whatever it's, little box container you're in.
I have genuinely just been dumbfounded this week. Like, it's just everything is getting stupider. It feels like we're in the end game of,
I
was, of what
oh,
is happening.
I disagree. I think Aaron has reborn. This week, he has decided I need to go full loco, and he's just put it out there. I can't wait to talk about this gym video, but what were you saying, Patrick?
I feel like he's been pivoting to that for a while. First of all, I wonder, can we acknowledge really quick how much this show repeat, like the Aaron Imholt verse repeats itself? The theme song, I was listening to it as I was starting, This Little Piggy's on Rumble now. He's back on Rumble. He's suspended from YouTube again. He is back on Rumble now.
It's a Rumble week.
When we wrote that theme song, that's because he was suspended and on Rumble. He just keeps, and he says it like it's a matter of fact thing, like the phases of the moon. Like a couple times a year, we get talk about politics, or it's like
every
it's
week.
Else.
Every week we're back on solid ground. Like there's a lot of lore in that.
Well, yeah, because he's always killing, but he's always recovering from a. It's like hold on, but. Last week you said you were doing great, but this week you're like, we're recovering from last week. It's like, what? It doesn't make any sense. Anyway, later in the show, in about an hour, we're going to have Ethan Ralph on from the Kill Stream. I think he's live, so we're going to be doing like a crossover cast with him. He's going to pop on. So lots to get to before we get into that. As you know, I've been traveling. Me and Rocco got together in Atlantic City to touch tips this past weekend. So I believe it or not, as much as Aaron wants to think I'm – up his ass watching everything he does. I've been kind of out of it. I've been doing a scramble this morning.
Whoa. Stuff. That can't be true. I was told that you were in the Discord really upset that someone might clip the good part of the gym video.
Yeah, I was.
Aaron told me that.
I did. I saw Aaron this morning say that, like, Moody and I were melting down in the Discord of the gym video.
This is his quote.
I'll guzzle his nut.
This is his quote. He says, you wrote, don't clip the nice things Scott says about Aaron. It will ruin the illusion.
Right. Well, we got a lot to get to with that. Go ahead. Sorry, Moody, go ahead.
Well, no one said, like, what we were doing is we were looking for the good stuff. Like, he was saying, there's a good stuff you didn't clip. We were looking for that. couldn't find it. But yeah, no one, I don't think anyone seriously did that. Maybe someone said that, but it wasn't a consensus. Look, Discord's made up of lots of people, so people say different things there. Like
a lot of people were saying stuff.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to share, I think a best way to kick this off will be, how do I do this? I share a video. Okay.
God, yeah.
Sorry about this. I'm new with this stuff. I think the best way to do this is to, start off.
Thanks for stopping by to get your haircut, Carl. I frosted the tips with my titty juice.
That haircut is mad gay. Quit copying B. Arthur. He, she, burger.
I need to do. You know what's wrong with me?
Where do we start?
Do you want a list? You need to write a theme.
All this hunchback, pubic facial hair. Come on, I'm sorry, man.
This is getting fucked up.
Yeah, technical issues after 20 years in the biz.
But I set it all up. Why can't I share? It has to be Chrome. I'm gonna kill myself.
Look, if you had a few more years of experience, maybe.
Safari. I opened every tab in Safari, and it's like, no, you got to do Chrome. I'm like, fuck. Yeah. Okay, hold on. We're opening it in Chrome.
Me. We had such
I want to nice watch Aaron miss the goal. Fuck!
On yesterday's show.
I deserve every fucking thing I get. Okay, hold on. Now
Rudy,
I got
can
it.
You fix this for him?
No, he can't.
I can't. I'm not in charge of anything to do with this show.
Actually, yeah, Moody set all this up, and it's his fault. God damn it. All right, okay, here's Aaron missing the goal. Personality this week, let go and let God. Religious.
Yep.
Not right. Positive, not confident, not proud. This is a new one. This is a new one. The hands are getting wilder and wilder.
Somebody clipped us talking to Johnny and Digger. And I had to watch myself. And I was really good.
God damn it! I have the wrong clip!
I have a bus pass and can work that equipment better. You suck, Patrick.
I'm going to kill myself. Also, I'm really gonna kill myself.
I'm not arguing with you on this one.
What's wrong with the audio now?
It's doubled. It's playing twice.
I'm gonna fucking blow my brains out. All right, well, somebody cover for me for a minute while I settle this.
That's fine. I'd be happy to do that. We have a lot to talk about. First thing I want to ask you guys.
Holy shit!
Why the fuck does Aaron pronounce the name Boozamock? It's a play on Zumok, and it's the word booze and mock. Boozmock. He always says Boozamock.
Because there's an E in the middle.
Why does he think it's Boozamock? No, and he won't correct himself. It's so fucking stupid.
He said it so many times that's how I say it now. It's Chad Boozamock. Like, I add it myself.
It's wrong. It's Boozamock.
Yeah, I've watched too much Steel Toe.
Okay, I fixed it. I'm back in Safari now. I knew I did it in Safari for a fucking reason, not to share the audio, because I already had the audio piped to another thing. God damn it, Matt. All right, here's Steel Toe missing the goal, getting religious.
Go ahead and see if we can beg for money and keep this show going. 155.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
Extreme.
I don't know what that is.
Of the Steel Toe Morning Show.
Fuck me and my ass.
You're so obsessed. Whoa, you're watching it multiple times at
what's
once.
What's playing?
To act outside the law.
I don't know what's playing right now. Okay, we're being hacked.
This is not vengeance. Revenge.
How do I make this stop? I quit podcasting. I really do. I don't know what's playing. There's nothing playing.
There was on that other screen that you showed first, there was a little sound icon on one of the tabs.
I'm looking at every tab. Yeah, there's no audio. Okay, there it is.
So there was audio on a tab. Okay, great.
Okay, I'll see you guys later. Thank you.
good show today, Patrick. Don't beat yourself up. You'll do better
next
time.
One of the worst things about helping him with tech issues is he screams at you as if that issue doesn't exist, and then it exists, and he's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, there's obviously nothing playing. So, well, of course there is something playing. Just look a little closer.
I know. Fuck. I came up here 45 minutes early today, and I really put effort in. I'm going to stop doing that.
Yeah, you should.
every time I select something, it plays something else.
Well, let me read you another quote that I wrote down that Aaron said this week, possibly today. He said, Patrick, just admit you took the L and your life is kind of gay.
Was better for science.
Kind of.
Than Donald Trump.
Okay. So are you going to admit you took the L this week,
yes,
Patrick?
Yes, sure.
Because Aaron,
I mean, I'm
proved-
taking one right now, right? I'm going to yes. Be that one right on screen.
Aaron took the L. He licked it right off of April.
Okay.
The guy who turned Mengele loose on everybody. He's – that guy's okay. Trump,
here we go.
He's the guy you got to look out for.
Okay, what's playing?
But I'm excited because this audience has been knocking it out. They've been crushing all the goals. We've been getting winning weeks every single week of this quarter so far.
We've been getting winning weeks every week. He's now shoved weeks into weeks. Mm-hmm. Or he shoved weeks into 1 week. And in a minute he'll shove a week into days.
Yes.
It's gonna be great.
Let's see if we can keep her going. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, Rumble Rants. We're 155 away from today's goal. Puerto Rican prostate puncher.
He said Super Chats.
Yeah, he said Super Chats.
There's no Super Chats, Aaron. He's got that telemarketer script memorized. He can't pivot from it.
Yeah, has he ever clarified what he got kicked off of YouTube for this time?
Yes. It was the Lisa Giordana video when they were reviewing it.
But is it? Because it was a video that was up for... He's saying that, like, the YouTube AI combs through your library every month with its updated algorithm and criteria and then bans stuff that was up.
Hasn't happened to me.
Right.
It was an old video. It was, like, cringe over a year
week.
Old.
Cringe of week.
Cringe of the week. Holy shit. I should have had that on the... I should have had that on the ready. That's my bad right there.
Cringe of the week.
We've had a cringe week in every week this year.
Yes.
She's expensive. We have no evidence that she's expensive. Come on, boys and girls. 155 away. Throw in a few bucks. We have officially 4 minutes, 4 minutes and 20 seconds left.
What is officially? Is there some corporate clock?
It's regulation time. Do I have to explain this to you again?
Sorry.
It is the official clock.
Sports.
We've been watching Aaron. We've been watching Aaron for like 2 years now. This is exhausting to be saying $150. Come on, guys.
He admits he hates this. He admits it almost every time when he's begging. This is the worst part of the show. This is the part everybody hates. This isn't the show.
He's also 6 months. We're what? 6 months out from the time he said that he would quit. If he had to keep doing it.
But he had a good explanation for that. He changed his mind.
Yeah.
Right. Totally.
It's like the time Kramer bet Jerry, and then he said, no, the bet's off. I decided not to do it.
That was the bet. That's how that works.
Today, I'd like to see everybody jump in for the rally. If you're feeling generous and you love the toe and you're like, you know what? I want to throw him a big number today. You know I'm never against that either. Never against that either. No, MSO, we don't have to do it for Adolf. That's not necessary.
Okay, so he's curated this audience that constantly makes trans jokes, gay jokes, black jokes, Hitler jokes, Jew jokes, you know. And then he's starting to get like, guys, I don't know why you guys are so obsessed with Hitler. Like, I don't know, maybe your Nazi coin or the costumes or the book.
Plus, I think liking the Nazis is now a lefty thing to do, according to that last article we did. All right, guys, drop in. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Rumble Rants, Rumble Rants.
Yeah.
That would be nice. We need you. If you're a generous Steel Toe audience member, we need you right now. We need you to throw in a couple of bucks and make it another win for the toe. Because it would be remarkable if we ended up going through a Rumble-only week, knocking out every goal. That would be
this
fucking
crazy. I would remark on that. I'm going to give him this one. I would definitely remark on that one.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps saying that it's a morning show. This isn't a morning show. This is a telethon. Like, this is the Steel Toe Delmar.
He takes a break for lunch and then comes back. That's what it is.
Right.
That's Steel Toe.
T. Thompson says, do it for Yadolf. You know, if you guys would throw a couple of bucks behind each of these do it fours, we might have this thing conked out by
Jesus.
Okay. So here he is, not recognizing that all the fucking people saying, like, do it for Johnny. Do it for.
Yeah.
They're like fucking with him. And he's just like, hey, good sentiment. Why not put a fiver behind that?
Like, sure, I just read it for free, but you could also give me 20 bucks and write that.
Right.
All right. 3.5 minutes. Loaded Wrench with $5. Says for Adolf. All right. Thank you very much. 150 away from today's goal. Keep it going. Keep it rolling. We need that to be the motivation for everybody to jump in and knock out $150 here on the toe.
It gets real.
We've got 3 minutes to go.
Real religious here in a minute.
And we've got a lot of stories to get to during the overtime period. So throw in. Let's get a W. Let's be competitive here. Another $100, and we're inside of 50. And we can at least buy ourselves a little extra time with that extra half hour.
Another 90, you're inside of 60. Or you could get 80 and you'd be inside of 70.
Well, look, if five people gave $20, that would get them within the side of 50, which get another 30 minutes.
It's literally like watching like elementary school division, him just playing with numbers. Like, how many times does this divide by?
I've watched streams that are like fundraising for a children's hospital or something like that. And they might have segments where they talk like that and address the audience. But this guy's fundraising for his life. Like,
this could be the first day where we kind of come back down to earth because we don't have YouTube. I mean, it does every time we do a week on Rumble only.
Is that a Freudian, him saying this could be the time we come back down to earth? Is that him admitting that, like, his base level is not making the goal? He's high in the sky.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I thought he was just making the goal like he always does. And now he's like, we're coming back down to earth, like, back to reality.
We have to face the goal. Face the reality.
Can I want to point this out, too, because it is Rumble week this week that we're celebrating along with Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Why does he act like his show is different depending on which platform we see him on? Like, he obsesses over radio. When we were on the radio, he says this and this and this. And then they were on Twitch. When we had the Twitch show, was this and this and this. And then it was YouTube. And then Rumble. It's like, no matter what it is, it's still Aaron Imholt. I don't know why he thinks there's drastic differences. This week we got Rumble shows. It's going to be nuts, guys. Rumble.
Taylor Swift had the Eras tour. He has the Aaron's tour.
Yeah, that's right.
There is a little bit of difference, Carl. So on Rumble, he's allowed to say gamer words, which changes the show. Twitch versus YouTube?
It doesn't, but yeah.
But yeah, Twitch versus YouTube. The difference there is the hype train. Now, I've heard lots of people make fun of Aaron and think a hype train is Aaron's thing. But a hype train is a feature on Twitch, if the creator can set it. So you can make it an easy hype train or a hard hype train, which is... if enough donation events happen one after the other, i.e. a rally, then a hype train gets activated, like streamers go off in the chat, and then you can build up the levels of the hype train by more and more people donating. It's the exact energy he tries to replicate on YouTube, but it doesn't translate because it's not a feature
And it worked because April was by his side and they were rallying together. It's just, it's sad when one man's trying to get a rally going by himself.
Right.
And it just, no one's doing it. And he's just like, I mean, I've heard him say the phrase $0 came in during that rally more times than
it's not a rally. Like,
Whereas,
if cars are racing, was there a race?
Yeah, right. I played in front of a crowd of zero people. Like, well, that's not a
concert.
On Twitch, like, it tells you when that's happening. And so, like, it becomes a thing you can point to.
Right.
But then just to see that then taken over by Chad after he's seen Aaron do it, thinking it's Aaron's, like, it's just this whole thing's been bastardized and ripped off by so many different people.
I can't comment on that. Chad says I copy everyone else, so I can't comment on Chad copying Aaron.
Also, Moody told us we're not allowed to talk about Chad so much. There's today. We got a lot to get through.
I also asked Carl not to yell over everyone.
Yes.
You're welcome. You know,
I got to get back to whispering.
You take a shot in the ass, as it were. 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Das Optic Nerve with $1 says, here's my spark to try and set it off. Do it for Rommel.
These dollar ones are my favorite. He's getting like 60 cents or something.
It's the old Nazi stuff as well.
Hey. Rommel did try to kill Adolf Hitler. I mean, there is that part. Oh, guys, we are, we're 150 away. Let's do it.
Yeah, oh, no, 149. Hold on, he's got a buck.
No. We don't count those.
Okay. Jeremy right about now. We could use somebody. We're a minute and 45 seconds behind.
I don't know what that means.
Behind?
We're a minute. A minute ago, we had 4 minutes to go officially, and now we're a minute and 40 behind. Does this guy have a time machine? Has he got a scrubber I don't know about?
We are taking a high, hard one here today. It's all right. You guys have done a great job this week.
It's fine.
And, you know, a $150 miss would really suck. I wouldn't like it. It wouldn't be fun. But you guys have done such a great job this week. I still say you should drop a big one in there. In the next minute and a half, let's have some big drops in.
Wait. Was he just forgiving us? Is this what you mean by the religious version of him? He was just forgiving us, even though he's not making the goal.
Into it. Yes, okay. I guess in that sense, he is Christ right now, but he's about to let go and let God, literally.
Okay.
Down swinging. What do you say? Throw in a couple of bucks for the old toe.
The mania is creeping
part
in.
About the best 4-hour morning show there is, the money part. Ew. Stop me from sending a status to the Toe Boys today to see if they'll help out. Turd Burglar says the problem was not enough sodomy talk today. All right, 1 minute left, guys.
No comment on that? He just had to read it?
It was
a good one, so yeah.
His two backup sources now have become the Toe Boys group. So it's a private group on Facebook, which they don't let anyone join. So it's like a dwindling group of people that he goes and asks for money. And the other one is the shop, the Steel Toe merch store, which he takes money out of that in case he needs to. It's a break glass if you don't hit the goal.
Yeah. It's a piggy bank.
With a little bit of a fight. Nope, we're not. It's not looking good. $5 during the rally. Das Optic Nerve says, do it for the butt tent.
$5 during the rally.
All right, 40 seconds left. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo.
40 seconds? Barring it was just 2:15.
No, it's 1:40 behind. Now there's, I don't know what behind means.
Wow. The whole show and his life is a shell game. It's a cup game. You know when they move the cups around? It's just facts and numbers and figures just constantly shifting from side to side so that you can't stay on one. Like, you can't keep your eye on it.
Big drop, which I would be so thankful for. It looks like we're going to take an L today. The first one of the Rumble only week. No rally coming. 30 seconds to go.
Oh, come on.
We'll count it down here in just a little bit. I'm going to let go and
can we get a countdown to the countdown?
Let go and let God. $5 from Final Solution saying Hitler was right. Haha, if you say so. It depends on God. He's good.
That was him. Let go, let God. Did you hear that?
Yes. Yeah. Back that up.
Coming. 30 seconds to go. We'll count it down here in just a little bit. I'm going to let go and I'm going to let go and let God.
he's the king of the world.
I was thinking about this the other day before this. Do you remember how religious he got when he first started dating Slam Piece?
Yes, when he was in rehab or whatever, when he was Al-Anon and counseling and he would quote Bible verses and wag his finger at Nick, you know, proselytizing and
And then that went away. I'm guessing that he did that in order to get in her good graces.
Or the court.
Oh, okay. I still think Slam Piece is uber religious and that he's doing that to impress her.
Gross.
I just want you to look at the imagery right now. He has put himself into a crucified position where he's got the steel toe halo around his head like he was a saint. Like, this is This is our
problem. Oh, that could be the man. Crown of thorns right there, actually.
Right.
I don't know.
It bobs.
Yeah.
You know how familiar you are with the Boeing Corporation. They study the wings of birds. That's why they do the winglets on the end of the plane wings. He's soaring. This could also be seen as soaring. This is aerodynamic. He's like a little boy playing plane, like meow. It's like okay.
Or he's in the trash compactor from Star Wars, and he's holding the walls from closing in on him.
3PO.
Come on, guys, help!
We're gonna go ahead. Help me, Puerto Rican prostate puncher. You're my only hope.
Do it for Adolf.
Down in about 20 seconds. If you want to be really generous, goddamn, I would appreciate it, but I think we're running low on gas here.
Hold on. Let go and let God, and then goddamn? You taking the Lord's name in vain? Jeez.
Mixed message there, yeah.
I think the old toe is entering a struggle season. Ready? 10, 9,
whoa.
8,
whoa, 7. He's missing the goal after every single week has been perfect this entire quarter. And then he says, we're entering a struggle season. This guy has doom on his mind. I don't mean the Clipper. This guy has doom on his mind at all times. He knows things could just crumble down to nothing at any given moment. He's ready for the struggle season.
Yeah, and the wings are getting lower.
Yeah!
He
wanted God to pick me up, Daddy. And now he's just like, I'm not sure.
It's the Bran Stark's gonna walk into him. He's gonna be like, ho goal, hold the goal.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What he does with his fingers right here, the super tip logo is gonna block it, but it's so good.
Fresh.
What is that? It's like a. He's got like this going on up in the corner. It's so weird. Like, hold it. Let's see what the judges say.
Steel toe taking it in the shorts today, guys. Oof. That one stings.
I'm nobody's fool. I'm nobody's clown. I'm treating you cool. I'm putting you down. But, baby, I don't intend to leave empty-handed.
Good job, Baggy Monster.
Spinal Tap.
This is the L. You guys were great. I had a lot of fun this morning. We had an awesome show. I hope you had fun as well. Hit follow, hit thumbs up on your way out. And if you're watching this later today, you take a little pity on the toe, throw us a couple dollars. Hey, those of you who say when we're missing by a lot with Johnny and you try to blame Johnny, I'll have you know that Johnny got the goals knocked out this week. I'm the one who failed.
This push-pull thing he's doing with Johnny, where he's allowed to attack Johnny, he's allowed to attack Johnny's relationships, he's allowed to go after Johnny's woman and kind of like needle that. Because, again, I think he's uncomfortable with Johnny having this girl now, because anyone who's going to advocate for Johnny, another friend of Johnny's or a girlfriend, is going to clearly be able to look at this situation and go, he abuses you, he uses you, he talks down to you. That's not right. And Aaron knows that. Because he's got Johnny under the thumb, but, like, another person is going to tell Johnny, like, this is fucked up how he treats you.
It is. Genuinely is fucked up. Like, it's just... Aaron thinks of us as his enemies. Johnny does as well. But it's honestly the way he treats Johnny is incredibly unfair.
It's nuts. Like, it's actually insane. Remember, guys, we are doing this LP. We have a goal to hit, and you can help with that by visiting the Super Tip link up above, or gifting memberships or Super Chats or whatever. Let's see how we're doing with the goal. MGD says, are the sector people friendly? I don't know anything about the sector, but I doubt it. Community mergers can be quite stressful. Hi, if you're watching.
To who?
I don't know anything about the sector.
The sector people. Well, I think that
Ethan will tell us.
Yeah, Ethan Ralph is the center of that universe.
Johnny Crutches is a lollipop. I try to teach him how to stick and move. Apparently, moving is a problem for him.
Coach Scott, I love Coach Scott.
The people who write in his voice, it's so good.
The best character.
Look at you, Mombi Pambi, limp wristers. Sitting there like a sack of potatoes, watching real men throw punches. While you nurse your sody pops. All that yapping about who's got guts. Only guts I see are the ones spilling over your belt, pal. You got more jiggle in your gut than fight in your loins. Sit tight. Keep dreaming. Real men lace up. The rest just watch them do real shit.
Psst, coach. Great job reading that. Here's a fiver. Go buy yourself some Werther's.
We got a lot of Coach Scott stuff to get into.
I got
to
say, that one just inspired me. That was really good.
Okay.
But he said that's not Coach Scott, though. Coach Scott would never say shit. He would say S-H-I-T.
S-H-I-T.
You got to spell it out if you're going
to
swear.
You freaking limp-wristed lollipops.
I would have given you all a pro show, but you didn't give enough to the toe. And there's still 350 to go. But if you want, I'll try to beg again. Baby, I'll try to beg again, but I know. The first quarter's the driest, baby, I know. The first quarter's the driest. Because when it comes to hitting goals, I'm cursed. And when it comes to doing shows, I'm worst. But when it comes to eating cum, I'm first. That's how I know. The first quarter's the driest, baby, I'm toe.
The first quarter is the driest.
That's amazing.
What the fuck is going on with Aaron's spasms? He's wiggling like a worm. I mean, his hand movements are getting crazy. I'm sick of talking about it so much, but it's enjoyable to watch.
It's
nuts.
His skeleton's trying to crawl out of his body due to anxiety. Like, he can't sit still. He has
to. Don't get me wrong. Try getting me right. Your face is okay, but your purse is too tight. I'm looking for pound notes, loose change, bad checks, anything.
Give me some money. You know, the other thing, I'm just realizing this now. If I was doing what Aaron was doing, you wouldn't even see my hands. Aaron still has his camera set up as if there's two people in the studio. He has not moved that, even though there's never two people in the studio anymore. But he's so zoomed out, it's unnecessary.
Don't give him any more tips.
I'm just saying. He wants to show up. He wants to show off all the cool decorations he has.
You don't know how to do a pro show. This is Cardiff, who I think is mad at me under a different name. Cardiff sent me what his flight is going to cost for Hackamania, and I told him he's off the bill. So he's mad, and he's throwing an alternative. He's throwing an alternative event called Mel TonCon at the Las Vegas Club May 9th through 11th. And just for your information, a ton is 2,000 pounds.
You know, if he wasn't paying with fake money, it probably wouldn't be so expensive.
Right, right.
It'll be nice to have someone else there that speaks metric. Looking forward to seeing you.
Big win for the toe. He will go balls deep in your ass.
Scott? I doubt it.
Scott said I'll be the coach once I lick up all this cum.
And dang gone at the NIGGE. Okay. Well, you know, would have knocked out Aaron if he'd kept our fight club a secret.
That's true. Max Bringle, Andrew Wilson raised $10,000 last night in 5 hours for the Crucible, and Aaron can't raise $350 in 4 hours. Yeah, there are traffic cams who probably get more super chats.
The thing is, Aaron is raising $350 each day, and then in the evening he's raising another $250. Yeah, so
I'm shocked by that.
He permanently lowered the goal from $350 to like $320, but it's already back. Nothing sticks with Aaron. Like, what happened to Twister?
Twister bit went away quick.
Yeah, it did. Slam Piece was like, do you know how math works?
Roses are red, violets are blue. If you keep acting like a lollipop, I'll let the lawyer breed you.
Happy Valentine's Day, Patty Melt.
Thank you. Can you imagine Scott grabbing your hips and just having his way with you? Come here, you freaking.
Oh, April roses are red. Violets are blue. It's going to take dental records to identify you. Let go and let God. And by that, I mean keep living in my castle of delusion, supported by my pillars of lies. As you will, what you mean it for, if it were.
That was actually a bit beautiful.
Keep them coming. We'll check back in with those later. Coach Magnesium Linoleum, thank you for becoming a new member. Too Short Long Dogs. So we can all agree Vince the Midget is crying for attention.
Yes, VTM is desperate.
He was pretty
normal.
I will say he was pretty normal in AC. He was there about 12 hours, so who knows?
You didn't step on him by mistake, did you?
No. Okay, he had cones up around him. Dula the Butcher, Lady K, please get a mic like KB that cuts out when you yell all gay Yes, do it. The blind Mike puppet looking puffy and melty, looking lovely as usual. That's got to be a troll telling me I look good. Mike G, member for 11 months. Love the show. Thank you all. Crushing the goal. Thank you, Mike G. Old Craig. Scott said you'd be the coach once I finished licking up all his cum. That we've already gotten that when you hack. Coach DK gifting 10 memberships. Thank you. Appreciating that. And all right, we can move on now with the content. I hate doing the goal part. It's the worst part of the show.
I know. It's so
talking
embarrassing.
About the money.
It's like a it's hand break.
It has to be done. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We got to talk about Doom this week. Because there was, over the course of 48 hours, there's been kind of like a reversal of how Aaron feels about Doom.
Right.
Did you catch this on Wednesday when he said Doom was a dishonest Clipper and kind of like the liberal media?
And implied he was being controlled by you.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I got a clip here.
Why did you let Doom make that other clip then that made Aaron look so amazing? And we're all seething about it. Why did you do that, Patrick? What were you thinking?
I forgot. I must have been drunk.
He's fired, though, right? Doom, yeah, we definitely...
Doom gives him a timeline. He's like, I've got a good clip of Aaron. Scott is saying good things about Aaron. How much to not release it?
All right, here's just a great little segment where Aaron's talking about some different stuff. Eventually, Valentine's Day and Doom and stuff like that.
We had such a nice... wholesome moment on yesterday's show. I saw that somebody clipped us talking to Johnny and Digger, and I watched myself, and I was pretty good.
He's watching himself right now.
Look at him.
That's where his eyes are.
But I watch myself today.
I realize that he's being goofy or whatever, but it's not surprising to me that this guy would watch himself and love every minute of it. This is part of his problem. When I watch myself, I want to crawl into a hole and never get out of it. Like, I'm constantly cringing over things that I've said and done. But Aaron thinks he's so amazing. This is the narcissism. This is the problem with this asshole.
He loves it.
He can't recognize how bad he is, and that's why he's not fixing anything.
This is the placeholder they used for the MGM
two,
lion.
Fantastic.
But instead of roaring, he just gargles cum. I want to play. Come on.
That was one of the most clean, wholesome moments in Steel Toe history. I really thought that Jeremy should have loved that.
Every week he's mentioning Steel Toe history. I don't know if this has crept in. He mentioned Steel Toe history a lot. Like, that was the blank, blankest blank in Steel Toe history. One of the blanketiest blanks in Steel Toe history. It's almost like he knows it's ending and he's trying to like set his own superlatives. I don't understand.
It's that he was also talking about bringing Adrian Washington back. But he wanted Johnny to reach out to Adrian. Like, it's just, he's
But he still has that letter on the wall. The cease and desist from Adrian making fun of Adrian on the wall.
Yeah.
Of yesterday's show. Jeremy should have adored the Digger and Johnny segment. I was like a wholesome, I was like Dick Cavett in there yesterday. It was really nice. Chips and Dip says, can King Charles overrule Justin Trudeau?
Okay, I got to skip a little bit here.
God, he knows nothing about Commonwealth politics. He had to Google. He Googled who was the head of state
head of
Canada.
State of Canada,
then,
yeah.
Did you hear on Pretty Any Social Day that I used to have to hide my phone when I was on Molly because I would repeatedly text gay stuff to Nick and Dick? I didn't want April to know I'm bi.
No, I did not hear that.
But yeah, he's like Googling facts and then giving his reckons over what he thinks those are.
I have a theory about that. When he was like, King Charles, the head of state of Canada, right? Let me just check. I have a feeling he looked at it before the show, and then like the Googling alive is like performative.
Yeah, good call.
He's like, I've seen him like, do that a couple times.
It's like there's a head of state and there's a head of government. It's like, what are you talking about? Like, it's just, he can over...
To have sex. I mean, somebody's got to do it. Rusty Grammar writes, LARPing faggots, we really play kings and queens still in 2025? Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Fantastic today, but DOS Optic Nerve, you spelt blue wrong. You spelled it B-L-E-W. I don't know why you did that. I don't understand.
Let's go to
this part. This is my least favorite part of the
Kloppo.
Show.
Oh, you have no Kloppo.
He's reading the chat and responding to the chat. Oh, so come on. You're yanking my chain over there. He's just being cute, Aaron. I hate cute Aaron. Oh, guys. I mean, Hillard wasn't really a great guy. Come on, you guys.
Just losing and all ability.
The rewatchability of this is incredibly low because he split his audience between different platforms. So when you're on one chat, you might not read everyone else's chat. And if you're watching this afterwards, the chat might be gone. So
and according to him, different day parts too. The night show, the morning show, the Rumble show, the YouTube show.
He refuses to bring up the chat on the screen or say what that chat is. It's like, I don't know, if you've been to a stand-up show and they're doing crowd work, there's a person that'll say something, a heckler, and then the comedian will say, oh, you said blah, blah, blah. Oh, well, in response to that, like, just so everyone can hear.
You have to repeat it on the mic so that everyone can hear your awesome roast when you hit them back.
Right.
Chad does this, too. They just, like, assume everyone's reading the chat and knows what you're responding to. It's not
enjoy anything. This used to be fun for you, and now you're angry at everything. Johnny and his new bitch? Like, is that how you talk to people?
That's my job.
Johnny and his new what?
Remember when he told Johnny's last girlfriend that like strippers are a dime? You're like a stripper. You're a dime a dozen and can be replaced. Don't get over your skis.
All as Johnny's best friend. All honey. All of you are replaceable. Like that's how he phrased it.
Right.
I have to ask you, how much time do you spend outside every day? Off the internet, away.
Oh
from
God, freeze frame and that fucking look. Holy
over the
shit.
Glasses, the ask your mother.
Let me just talk about this is another. Oh, I'm just getting so annoyed with this clip. This is another thing where Aaron acts like no one has a life but him. No one goes outside and touches grass. I went to the DMV yesterday, motherfucker. You want to hear about my life? I got all sorts of shit going on. Don't even get me started.
I smoked a bunch of cheese last night. I don't even mention it.
Happy Valentine's Day, Daddy. Happy Valentine's Day, sweetie. Baby bird me, daddy. I'm a good little baby birdie daddy.
Jeez.
I too am a baby birdie.
What'd you say?
Could you rewind a little bit? I think I saw the Wu-Tang Clan logo, but upside down.
It's hair.
Hold on. Kloppo, you have no... Kloppo, something's happening to you where you're just losing all ability to enjoy anything. This used to be fun for you, and now you're angry at everything. Johnny and his new bitch? Like, is that how you talk to people? Johnny and his new bitch? Like, I have to ask you, how much time do you spend outside every
day? There we go.
Is that it?
I got a new song that really, I think, grabs the essence of Aaron, and that is Video Killed the Radio Star. Aaron should not be in front of a camera. It's not working out well for him.
Off the internet.
Is that it?
And number two, is that how you just talk about nice people who become couples? You're just like, Johnny and his new bitch.
You got in trouble for talking about killing your ex-wife while you fuck a fan and your current wife flicks her bean.
Not to mention why he got fired from his radio job. The shit he was saying about that other DJ who got the gig he wanted.
And he's going to lecture us about the nuance of talking about women.
His current girlfriend he refers to as slam piece.
Yes.
An literal object.
Having the impact you want it to. I think it's just...
It is having... You're talking about it. It's the exact impact. This is what people don't get. It's like Chad with the height thing. He's like, Rocco's not much taller than me. What's the big deal? This... What you're doing now?
It's Rocky nonstop.
Freak out.
It's nonstop cognitive dissonance with him. If I came on WTP and I'm like, guys, I don't know what to tell you. Opie's just a good broadcaster, you know. And then the next week I'm like, watch this fucking clip of Opie. What a retard! Like, who's following that show? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because that's kind of what it's kind of what's gonna happen.
Sounding like a bitter cunt. Don't do that because you've been a funny guy. You've been a funny dude. Don't lose that with internet. Ugliness. It's invading you and taking you over. Mm-hmm. I apologize for that. I hope it doesn't continue. I hope you can stop the rot, so to speak. Dead Game says Castrudo. I don't hate that. Usually whenever people come up with wacky names for leaders,
oh God,
I think it's gay.
The jump around the content
leader to get his pension
before.
Now I feel bad. If you're on your period, now I feel like I've attacked you. Now I feel like a misogynist. God damn it. I apologize. Let's go to...
He's so cute.
Let's go to what?
Berkler says, what's up with Chad immediately jumping in Digger's DMs and calling her a whore? The shark must be stopped. Yeah, I don't think he did that. I don't think he did that. Yeah, McBuster says, get Kloppo.
You don't think Chad emailed some, like sent a DM to someone calling her a whore? That is like... step one of Chad's
behavior. Of Chad, right.
Yeah, right.
In a rom-com. I think that'll be all right. I think if we get Kloppo, yeah, vitamins. What is it? Midol? If we get Kloppo some Midol?
Chocolate's a good one, McBuster.
You know. A rom-com? I'm thinking maybe, what's the Matthew McConaughey one with Sarah Jessica Parker?
He said this week that he's still going back to radio. Sorry to the haters.
Right.
And when you watch this clip, it's just like, again, what would this terrestrial FM show be?
The monarchy of New Zealand is the constitutional system of government in which a hereditary monarch is the sovereign and head of state of New Zealand. The current monarch is King Charles III, who has reigned since 8 September 2022. The Treaty of Waitangi between Queen Victoria and Maori chiefs Rangatira was signed on 6th February, 1840. This laid the foundation for the proclamation of British sovereignty.
That is contested.
On 21st May, 1840.
That's contested, but I'm not going to speak.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, we don't care. You're not a real
country. It's not a real country.
We move on. We move on. You found a trigger for me.
You're like Hawaii. We don't even.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was saying. It interrupted me.
Failure to launch.
Why are you letting that interrupt you, by the way, Patrick?
I love it. Oh,
it's
okay.
Extra. It's Kloppo, extra money for the gold.
It's awful.
Yes.
It's awful.
You don't fucking get how this works, Carl.
No, I don't. It's awful.
A little chocolate, a little Midol, and some Matthew McConaughey rom.
Perry charges $20 to do those. Maybe we should just up the price.
It doesn't have to be failure to launch. You can watch whatever you want. You're a woman with agency. I want you to be able to watch whatever it is that makes you happy.
She likes to watch Nick Fucker.
You were talking about what would his radio show be?
He's also
I guess he claimed
that he's coming back and he's just waiting for someone to retire. Then he's gonna have the morning slot.
Yeah, he said it was like Conan waiting for Leno to retire. He might have to wait a while, but it's gonna happen.
Right. Even though there will be no more talent on radio by the time this guy retires. It's gonna be the last guy.
It'll all be AI or like as if this guy's gonna retire and they're gonna go like, who's someone who hasn't done it in 10 years who can get like, is Larry Bird still alive? We'd like to draft him. It's like, huh?
No.
Carl, who the fuck do you think you are?
Period is weeks away. I just got over mine. Root says, I mean,
we're just watching a guy talk to a Chad. This is what Chad does. It's just a guy who's lonely. You said something on a clip earlier this week, Carl. It's like Chad goes for a walk and he just doesn't have anything. He does. These guys don't like to be alone with their own thoughts because it is depressing when you have to like.
Here's Chad on a walk. Ready? Yeah, right.
Or look up. No, he actually looks up, not down. It's up to the readers, to the reader part. Like,
okay, yeah, sure.
Just a little.
And he has to stop walking. He literally can't walk and talk.
You think just a little?
Wasn't he I keep bringing up, we keep bringing up Chad, but like he holds his selfie stick right underneath the phone.
Yes.
Like he doesn't utilize it as like a telescopic thing.
Doing for SP on Valentine's
Day. Okay, here we go. What are you doing for SP on Valentine's Day? I thought this was great.
Good. Coach. I mean, a little creepy of a question. I mean, it's a little weird for you to be so forward.
He talks about date night all the time, regular date night. Oh, we went to Pasta Bucket. Nelson Brothers. This week we're going out. We went to a concert. We went to a basketball game. He talks about his dates all the time. Now you asked about a date night that's universal in the United States. You know, the love is, you know.
I'm making lobster risotto tonight.
There's one time SP texted him during the show asking him if he wants soup. And he said he was disappointed because she was asking him if he wanted soup rather than if he wanted to bang. Like that That's how he talks about her on the show.
But it's creepy to say, do you have plans for Valentine's Day? That's creepy over the line. Which is like, it's like,
yeah, we're going to a place on a date or, like, or something like that. No one's saying, give us all the in and outs of like what happens later.
Right. Watch his hands.
Immediate example would be none of your fucking business. But he's, something nice.
When he was probably, I don't know if you caught.
What is the show then? Hold on. I'm sorry. I can't get past that. None of your business. What is the show? Because when I first started getting into this asshole, it was when he was on Kino Casino talking about specific incidences of him fucking Nick's wife.
And no angels.
And Nick around the corner and watching. Yep. And like, oh, now, like, are you going on a date with your wife for Valentine's Day? I'm yelling. I'm done.
He's baby's first he's grown, bump of Kyle. Cocaine, all this kind of stuff, you know. now it's like stop getting so intimate. But by the way, if Johnny gets a message from his girl on the show, he'll harangue him to read it for like 10 minutes. Come on, what's so important?
Yeah,
what's
important? Read that.
During the show, what's right. It's like, well, what,
it's like Johnny's also got medical conditions. It could be the results of the test are back and they're not good. Like you don't want to. Anyway, there's something happened earlier this week where someone asked him about showing proof to do with Scott, and he says, "I don't owe you that." But he said it in a way that needs to be clipped. He said it while his mouth was open. He said, "I don't owe you that." You asking me for proof about Scott? I don't know you that. It's just something so nice. Good.
She got me the Post Malone Oreos.
So she got him Post Malone Oreos for Valentine's Day. That's cool.
Okay. Because he likes Post Malone because of the country song.
We're one of those people, like, she's like.
His mom brought him a deck of cards from Bucky's on a trip to Texas. He's the kid who's like, what'd you bring me? When everyone comes home, he's like, did you get me anything? I stopped at the gas station to get gas. What'd you get me? Did you get me a taquito?
Yesterday, I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to get you something real nice for Valentine's Day. She goes, flowers die. Flowers die. I'm like, all right, I'll write that one off.
So do ex-wives.
And relationships.
So, yep.
Chocolates. I'll eat all of it. That's all right.
I love the idea that maybe she's surreptitiously working for all the haters and she's just fattening them up with Oreos. Enjoy your boxing match, fatty.
Right. It's like you've got a boxing match in just over a week and you're trying to lose 3 pounds. Here's some candy.
Can I make you a sandwich? What would you like? All right, I'm getting an education on Canada here.
Good riff.
On a Wall says hot pad, too.
All right, we got to get to the doom part. Hold on.
That was some good riffing right there.
Usually
that was pretty good.
Now we're to the Valentine's Day barrier. I see how it is. It's very nice.
Where's the doom part? It's coming up.
That would be, you know what? Now I'm rooting for us to take over Canada just for a spot or a couple of tens. Let's get this under 300, and then we can shut up about it. For a little bit. Throw in a little.
For a little bit.
And we'll be good.
For a little bit should be the tagline of this show. We'll shut up about it for a little bit because it's nonstop. I need to hit the goal. Oh, wow. You guys are so generous. I love you guys. You're the best supportive audience. And then fast forward 6 hours later. Guys, we got to hit the goal. It's 250. Right.
It's never going to shut up for more time than the next show. Like for 12 hours a little max. Bit.
Yeah, McBuster, I agree with you. That does seem to be how it went. Scott said some very nice things
here it
on
is.
Camera.
Okay, this is it.
Hands
oh,
off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm feeling good. Things are going well. I did know.
No one else does this, by the way. Like, hey, is this fine? This is literally the meme of the dog in the kitchen on fire. It's like, hey, everything's going good.
I have to call out some dishonesty in Clipperville.
Okay, Doom.
Scott said some very nice things on camera yesterday, and it did not get clipped.
So he's talking about Tuesday. This is Wednesday morning. So he's saying Tuesday on the live stream from the boxing match that one of the other students does. Scott had a bunch of nice things to say about Aaron.
He actually said this. He said this on Thursday about Wednesday. Was it? Oh, no. Yeah, no, you're right. Wednesday about Tuesday. You're right. Sorry.
Thanks.
If it's anything they think is quasi critical, They'll clip it right away. I hate to do this. I hate to.
Now you're getting it, Aaron. First of all, yes. Everyone hates you. That's what we're doing. They're clipping the things that make you look bad. Remember when you said the Clippers were helping you because they were like promoting Steel Toe? That was never happening. And you admitting it now is insane. Like, it seems like the Clippers are only out to do negative things. Yes.
Yeah, I've noticed that Chad Zubak never plays on Kumius Cux a clip of my show and goes, that's pretty insightful from Carlo right here. Yeah. And Adam Bush is right on, too. This is good stuff. Yeah.
Rank, I hate to be above people, but...
He hates to pull rank and be above people. The coach.
You know... I've called it out before. There's no honesty in the game. There's no dignity in the game. Nothing like that. I'm the only one who shoots you straight. You'll clip it when it's bad. It's typical media. No offense. I you know, the Trump metaphor continues. I'm dealing with the lamestream media. I'm dealing with the fake news press. If it's negative, boy, they want to go after it. They get tired of Trump over here swatting them away when they do it.
He thinks he's Trump.
Here's another word instead of negative. How about interesting? The reason why these Clippers don't pull your take on Canada being ruled by a king or whatever the fuck you're talking about on your show, no one knows, is because it's not interesting. That's not the interesting part of your show.
Whereas also, a man's life that's falling apart as he insists it's amazing,
yes,
that is compelling.
Correct.
It should be said that people have combed through that live stream and no one can find any instance of Scott saying anything great or nice about Aaron. People have looked now.
Yeah, yeah. I actually saw Quadfather talking about that. Where he's like, he goes, I watched the whole 2 hours. There wasn't a single thing I could find.
Here's a tip for anyone who wants to look through those Jonathan Geyer videos. If you go to the description, click show transcript, you can scroll through everything that's been said.
There you
so
go.
So you can skip all the like music parts where he's just hitting the punching
bag. Do a control F for the word Aaron and see what Aaron, comes up.
But you also need to search for Aaron, E-R-I-N, because it sometimes
coverage from the press.
You're calling him a bitch. I get it.
I got to call you out. Where you at? Now you can't do it because now you'll look like my bitch. Because
it doesn't exist. That's hilarious. Right. So he's setting this up to gaslight people. I hate to use that word, but this is what Aaron does. So he's just like, wow, Doom, you really showed your true colors. You didn't even pull the part where Scott said, I'm amazing. I'm the best boxer he's ever coached before. It's just like, okay, well, then maybe you could show that part. And he goes, and now you won't even do it, I bet. Just setting it up so that he can't possibly do it because it doesn't exist.
The next day, he does get that clip, though. So, I mean, that happened on stream, and then Doom clipped it because, of course, he would, because it's an interesting development.
You're talking about the video where Scott and Aaron are on the screen together?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, so that was Wednesday. Doom's a phony. Doom's not honest. I'm the only one who shoots you straight. And I guess this happened this morning. I didn't watch this morning's program yet, but this is this morning from a Stalin 19 clip. We'll
God bless Stalin
19.
There's probably going to be a lot of people crying and whining today, but that's okay. That's okay.
I see. This is what happens when you follow someone's personal life like a stalker. You just get mad. Don't do it. Like I've said it before. I'll say it again. If you don't want to see me smiling, laughing, having a good time, I wouldn't recommend watching my life. If you want to be miserable and you want to be angry, keep doing what you're doing somewhere else and you'll be better off.
This is Aaron's viewpoint. As long as he looks happy or he's laughing or smiling, he's winning. If he's visibly sad or upset, he's losing. That's why he tries to act so like so positive on the show, but then you see the like little bits of anger come out behind it. And that's what makes Steel Toe one of the most interesting studies into the human mind that's out there.
Okay. So here's my thoughts on this video that he put out with him and his boxing coach to stick it to all the haters. He just went full DSP. In my opinion, because he's not understanding the point. He thinks that we're angry and seething that he has a hobby. We're not. You box on Thursdays. We know. We don't care. We all have hobbies. We all do things outside of our shows. Like, that's not impressive to anyone. The fact that you felt the need to then bring a camera into the gym to show all of the haters how cool you are and how hard you can hit that heavy bag just shows us.
We'll get into that clip.
Dude, he can't help himself. Like, he's consumed with this. It's proof that this is all he thinks about, is the people making fun of him. And he acts like, you can't get to me. We're just laughing it off. We're just telling you you suck. We're just moving on. This is proof that it's getting to him.
All right. Before we go any farther, we're going to bring Ethan Ralph in from the Kill Stream. Welcome, Ethan Ralph, to this little piggy program.
It's good to be here. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah. How's it going? Ethan.
Yeah, no, man, it's going great. I might have to change it. I see we have a double vision here with the
squares in this universe. Don't worry about it. So, hold on. You've been thrown into this universe. I guess Jesse P.S. was the one who kind of told you, like, you need to come in here and go after Aaron and convince him to do this. Can you give us your insight?
Well, I've kind of been going after Aaron, I guess you could say, a bit already. I broadcasted his hearing in Minnesota. Turns out that was illegal, but everybody was doing it, and you know, it was not really seen as a big deal. And Mercada had it done.
That one though, you were the only source of that. Like, I couldn't see that clip from anyone except you. So
I was the one, because I got they think
yeah, we all
they
just
tried to
you. Thanks for taking the rap.
You're welcome. And it was worth the little petty fine they gave me. He thinks that I got owned. I paid $585 and a year suspended sentence. I know my way around the courtroom. That's nothing to me. So, like, whatever. It was well worth it, because I was the only one who got that footage. That's the only reason it's out there. And you know how I got it? I just sent a message via their request form on the website, and I was like, hey, can I get the link to this hearing? I want to watch it. And they sent it to me like 15 minutes before it started. And I was like, I got the link. I'm going live. And I was the only one who had it. And he thinks that I got owned. And I'm like, dude, I owned you. Did you see his face in that hearing? Like, he looks like his dog just died or some shit. Like,
Patrick made merch of that.
I don't blame him. I should have done that. What the fuck?
Yeah, we sold blankets, pillows, t-shirts, shot glasses. We made a lot of money off that.
Yeah, his whole power of positivity thing was not on display that day, I'll say. It looked pretty tough. And then I don't know what Gino and Keanu, they sound like the dumbest mother. I don't even have beef with them, by the way. But like,
I want to get into that.
We should get into the – we'll put this on hold for a minute before he goes back to Doom. But we should – yeah, we should get into some of this court stuff, because these documents dropped this week.
Yes.
That are basically compelling Gino and Kiki now has come out.
Yes.
Our material witnesses in the state of Minnesota versus Aaron Michael Inholt. Gino will be required to present at said trial. Now, does this mean he has to go there, or can this be done by a Zoom?
Yeah, no, they said that they're going to cover his travel expenses, so I assume that they expect him to be there in person.
They said that to take away that excuse. Yeah.
It says all reasonable expenses will be reimbursed. It doesn't say travel.
Well, no, it does earlier in the thing, but reasonable expenses. So he can't, like, stay in,
food,
like,
hotel,
the penthouse suite in a hotel or something like that. It's, like...
in St. Cloud, Minnesota, they have that?
Yeah, he knows our headliner. He's used to penthouses.
The courtroom condo.
Is so there a way to turn Ethan slightly down? He's way louder compared to us.
I could turn myself down here as well. I don't know. That happens sometimes. I'm loud in general.
Sorry.
And then
settings. Let me there we go.
Oh, can you do it yourself? Okay, that's fine.
Is that good?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so they're ordered to appear already. But there's also requests for subpoenas out there. I haven't checked the latest, I've seen if anything has been dropped today yet. But they're definitely going to get the – oh, that hasn't? Okay. So they're definitely going to get the subpoenas. They know where they live. They already – they didn't have to talk to the police in the first place. A little secret. It's not very well known, apparently. But they could have hung up the phone when the police called, right? But they didn't. They, started singing.
They weren't friends with him at that time.
Yeah,
they had a falling out back then.
Around the time it became clear that Aaron wasn't going to take a plea deal, and again, we think this is because they're 100% determined to either get jail time or a felony. and probably a felony. Everyone's saying like they want a felony.
So he did turn down a plea deal.
It seems. Yeah. I mean, he
that's what I was told.
He didn't. He hasn't accepted.
He had to have because it wouldn't have. They wouldn't have set a court date.
Well, you know, the same prosecutor that gave me my plea deal and I said, thank you, ma'am. I'll have it signed and sent to you tomorrow is prosecuting his case. That's the same attorney. It's Stearns County, not Kenny Ojai, dude. They don't fuck around
there. There's only two employees in the courthouse.
I know. I talked to both of them.
It's also not. It's not
bailiff slash judge.
It's not the first time he's been given a settlement though, because he was given one for his violating the HRO
violation.
So
yeah.
This is like the second instance of him harassing a woman. So you've got a female prosecutor, a female judge, and this is his second instance of harassing a female. So it's gonna. They're not gonna go as easy on him, and they haven't dead to rights.
The theory I'm kind of. What I'm seeing is when all this, like when it became clear there wasn't going to be a plea deal, he started buddying back up to Gino and Kiki.
Yeah.
You know, people want to throw around Rico a lot. It's like if Aaron's paying these guys to do a podcast and they're material witnesses against him in a felony trial in another state.
I said the same thing, Melton. This is witness tampering. Like what? Or Rico, even like you said. I mean, I said this, and again, there's no direct proof of that. But like, you're giving them money, associating with them on air, and now all of a sudden they don't want to show up to testify. It's almost like maybe you guys talk behind the scenes, and they said they wouldn't come testify, not knowing that they will drag their dumbasses to Minnesota, and they absolutely will.
Aaron couldn't have dumber people as his allies slash enemies in this case. The problem is Kiki says Gino won't go. They'll have to drag him in chains. And it's like, right. Yeah, that's what they'll do. Like, that is what they will do.
Kiki was acting like Gino and her were the ones on trial. She's like, we've done nothing wrong. All we do is tell the truth. It's like, yeah. You're not the ones on trial. Right. You're supposed to go there and tell the truth. That's what they want you to do.
She keeps stepping in it because she said a couple. First of all, she's admitted several times on the stream that he did send a nude photo of a woman he took. By the way, this photo could have been taken without Kayla's permission. Now we know that he took the photo.
The photo that he took, which makes it okay. Right.
So now Kiki has admitted he took the photo. Kiki has admitted he sent the photo to Gino. Kiki's admitted Gino showed the photo to her. And then she just, like, nobody disseminated anything. It's like...
That's dissemination.
You don't understand what that word means, you stupid bitch. You're admitting it on air. And then she just keeps slandering Rikeda. And look, Rikeda did a lot of wrong shit, and you want to go after Rikeda. That has no bearing on this at all. She just keeps going, like, drug man bad. Man did drugs around kids. It's like, none of that has anything to do with.
Yeah, she acts like this is revenge. She's like, this is a revenge felony. She's like, oh, the only reason why this is happening is because Nick, wanted to tamper with this witness in his trial. There is no Nick trial. It's over. He took a deal. There is no trial.
Plus, Nick was always going to take a deal. He was just throwing a Hail Mary to get the warrant thrown out, and he's got the money to do it. You know, if you don't have the money to play around like that, you don't. You just take the deal immediately.
It's the right move. Yeah, you got
to. Yeah, of course. Like, fuck.
Aaron's been pushing the narrative for a long time. They're like, this revenge porn image texting case is all hinging on me and Nick Rikeda hacking his Google account. It also is we're waiting on some information about the drug trial of Nick Rikeda. It's like, this is all just spin and misdirection, because none of this is Kayla Rikeda and Aaron Emholt. Nick's not even involved. Yeah.
Gino and Kiki keep
slandering Nick like we're gonna injure Nick's reputation for this case. It's like Nick's not involved in it at all.
I love Kiki, but she keeps saying there's no victim involved, and I get it. Like, Kiki has nudes on the internet, but a lot of people don't want their nudes being shared with people.
Let's remember that when Kiki's put her butthole in a bunch of pictures out on the internet, you can go find them all you want. But when Kevin Brennan shared those nudes that Kiki had on OnlyFans.
That was revenge
actually
porn.
Gino and Kiki called it revenge porn.
Yes,
is there a victim then? Who would be the victim?
Interesting. Yeah, that's a good point.
I wonder what Kiki would think if these weren't pictures of Kayla, but were pictures of April instead. That's right. That, I think, would change her opinion, which doesn't change the facts. Also, Aaron, he's got like a 10 or 11 year old daughter. She is 4 or so years away from maybe being in a situation where she sends nudes to someone and they disseminate it. So it's like, how do you not see this as like a bigger issue than what it actually is?
Well, the fact is it's against the law. Now, I know a little bit about all this already. I won't go into it. But,
right.
But what I'm saying is, you know, and I apologize for that recently, just for my own history's sake and my son and all that. You know, and it was the wrong thing to do, to be quite honest. But, you know, if I'm going constitutional guy, like really, you know, somebody sends you photographs and you have the right to those photographs. You didn't take them surreptitiously. I don't actually think it should be illegal still. It's wrong. It's morally wrong. I don't think it should be illegal, but it doesn't matter what I think should be illegal. There's a lot of things I don't think should be illegal, and they're still illegal, and they'll still put you in jail for it. And so, you know, well, regardless, it's just wrong. So yeah.
It's just like Keanu thinks she's going to like get up there and testify and just start talking bad about Nick. And they're going to go like, yeah, man,
they're gonna go, hostile witness.
None of that has anything to do
Shut
with
up.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That to credit the Biscontes for anything, though, is that they actually don't lie. They just don't shut up for long enough to understand facts and reality.
Correct.
But they will yell out what actually happened. And that's why you've heard from both Keanu and Gino that Aaron did send a picture of Kayla to them.
And they said it
both
again this week.
Said that.
Yeah, if you listen to what she said, she actually says images at the first part of the statement, and then she changes it to image. And so now I'm like, okay, I was a little slip up there. Like, were there more images? And so this is the type of thing, I guarantee you the prosecution's already seen this, right? Like, these are the type of inconsistencies that can get him in even deeper shit, right?
Like, they come out and say all Aaron did was, and then they literally explain the definition of revenge pornography.
Yep. Let's catch up on these super tips. The one pun, he consists semen as a beverage and he's thirsty. I don't consist, definitely isn't the right word there, but consumes. I get what you're trying to say. MGD says Dominica. It's ma'am. It's doing the meme.
Back in my day during NOM, we had our own way of handling queers. But let me tell you, I wasn't letting just anyone get too close to me, Henny. Ah, I miss those days. I tell you what, by golly, Aaron, you're right. 6 million is an awful big number. That's like a lot of ovens making a lot of Jesus cookies. Christ. Where are they going to put all the crumbs? Who's got a cookie jar big enough?
Now pretend all the cookies are wearing small hats.
So it's the elves and not the lizard people then?
Holy shit. We're getting a question for Ethan Ralph.
Sure.
Hold on 1 second. Kip Smith says, Ethan, you and Jesse P.S. just vowed to destroy the Dabbleverse. Is this the first step?
Well, I was kind of shocked by the invite. I was, you know, talking my shit there on Twitter today. I'm sure it was seen. All of a sudden, I got an invite to the show. And I'm like, okay, well.
I didn't see it, but if you said something bad, then we're going to kick you out right now.
But I was talking some shit. Yeah, definitely there on Twitter. And then I was like, wow, okay, invite on the show. Yeah, Jesse P.S. is convinced that I need to go full total war on Imholt and destroy the Dabbleverse and that it just completely sucks. And I mean, you know, I'm a sector guy myself. That's kind of my invention, really. And he said, we need to basically revive the evil empire of the sector. You're the only one dirty enough to actually take this guy off the air because I'm known for...
They call you the dirtiest donut in the dozen?
I call myself the dirtiest ape in the zoo, is what I said last night. And so, yeah, I'm known for going pretty hardcore napalm on some people. Sometimes maybe I've went a little too far, but Imholt, I don't know. I think it's time to take the gloves off this guy. I saw a clip of him yesterday, and he really thinks he's something. And,
we're going to watch in a minute. We're going to watch in a minute.
He was in the 187th ranked radio market, and there were multiple stations in that city, too, by the way. It wasn't like he had just one station.
He wasn't number one. He claimed he was number one, but he wasn't.
So. And then Jesse was talking about last night. Jesse claims he ratted him out to the police and told him where he was. That's why he got arrested early as well. I don't know the whole backstory there. But he also claims that he basically through Stoney's and others paid for his time on the airwaves. Like that, it was like bought and paid for time.
Yeah, he sold his own advertising. Yeah.
Yes.
So he wasn't even a real.
Can I just clarify something, Ethan? Like, none of us are trying to get Aaron to stop broadcasting. We're not trying to end Stuttering John or Aaron or any of these people. We want them to continue to do shows every day.
I'd like to see him. I won't say it. We're on YouTube. I'd like to see the smug bastard get wiped off the map. Is what I'd like
to see.
Brush
his teeth with a shotgun, as it were.
Dude, he claimed victory over you this week. I don't know if you saw that.
I saw that. Yeah, and he looked like a goofball. It's nobody with a brain thought I was going to show. First off, if I get in a fight and it's for free, it's out in the streets. And you've seen some of that. You've seen some of that.
I've seen that in Portugal. Yeah.
Some of them you haven't seen though, too. But if it's a boxing match, like, I'm getting paid. Like, I'm not showing up to fight another creator or whatever for free. Like,
he basically said, I did it. He basically said he looked at you and then you left the state. He ran you out of the state of Minnesota. You were running scared to the airport.
Let me get through all these real quick. We're fucking backed up. Crowdcat says, Ethan, he loves you. The Ralph Amale, King of Kings, says internet person. People are loving it. Ralph did better job explaining the legal orders, etc., the other day than the law tubers.
These law tubers hate Nick so much that it's clouded their ability to explain what's going on. They keep talking about how great the situation is for Aaron, even though now we see like Gino and Keanu of getting ordered to go to be witnesses, and they keep saying that Nick's situation is way worse than what it ended up being.
Hunter Duke, it's amazing. The toe is such a dumb fuck that it brings Ethan and Hamburger to agree and have a civil conversation. Melton makes you feel.
It's funny because I kind of thought we would come in here and just immediately start throwing down, me and Carl, honestly. But like, and some people in my chat are like, why are you being nice? Why are you? It was like, well, I agree with everything they've said. I've been saying it all week, 2 weeks. Like, you know, what can I say? Like, I went through these orders and it's quite clear they have reciprocal agreements between the states. There's no way out of this for the witnesses. If Aaron has any sense, he would get on his hands and knees and beg for a fucking plea deal.
Ethan and I did this on
the Ralph Amale. Good to have you back, buddy.
Thank you, PPP.
Ethan and I did this on the Dick Show 2.5 years ago. We've moved on.
Yeah,
we had some back and forth for sure. I did see something you said while I was in rehab. I could go through that.
Weird Al tickets for myself for my daughter. Quit being creepy.
Keanu was really upset back in May and complaining to my abuser that I was living with a cult leader. Then she's complaining last week that Nick is a monster for selling the house out from under me.
Yep.
Which one is it, Bish? Take your head out of that thing. You took a sorry ass pickup for money, you dumb, stupid worth.
Are April and Kiki still talking, though? Or is that over?
There's no way.
Okay.
Happy Valentine's Day to all the lovely ladies here. And to Michaela. Forgive my clumsy attempt at flirting. You make me feel.
Tonight I'll have the judge over and the prosecution. I'll make hard pizza. Then we will laugh and laugh all night.
We're laughing and laughing.
Happy Valentine's Day. Let's hit the goal.
Hold on. We're almost through with these fucking things.
Enjoy your lobster, Carl. Everyone knows you have to make bisque for your wife so her old ass can drink it through a straw.
Oh, no. We're at the point where people are upsetting Jenny Jingles now.
Back in 1944, under the cover of a Normandy night, I shared a cigarette and a secret with a boy from Brooklyn, his lips softer than the silk of our victory ribbons. We never spoke of it again.
If I had to pick one, the hardest thing about not fully going through puberty as a teenager is the gynecomastia. I think the perma baby fat body is a close second per se, as it will if you were.
Aaron has everything a boxer needs except speed, stamina, a punch, and the ability to take punishment. In other words, he owns a pair of shorts. Now get that coach safe done. USHITHEA. Also, does your date fight in the men's or that new special division for men with no Adam's apple? Okay, Aaron, we made your pretend video. Now go clean the POOP so you can keep a locker key.
Thank you for the $75, DK. Yeah, let's watch this this fight right, video, I guess. That's the one we need to watch.
Yeah.
And Ethan,
are you up to date with all this coach background check stuff?
Yeah, so, and I don't know if it had anything to do with, you know, he invited me there to fight. I don't know what day that was.
Did you go to the gym? Did you go by the gym? Did you
No, of course not. It was like an hour and a half away. I was partying, so like, you know, in another city. And I looked at the guy and I was like, what do you think? He's like, hell no. Like, it's cold as shit. Or it wasn't cold at that point, but it's like Minnesota. So
he went up there and wrapped his hands and put the gloves on.
Yeah, he's bouncing around. We're watching it.
Like, check the door. Check the door.
So honestly, I was drinking a beer at the time and I didn't tell anybody that. I just got out of rehab now, so I'm not. But I was like drinking a beer and I'm like, I looked at the guy and he's like, man, that's like an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes away. I don't want to do it, and I know you don't. I wasn't getting any money. Like, why the fuck would I fight this clown for free? And like, if he'd have cut me a check,
I don't think he would have let you in. I don't think he would open the door.
It was a stunt. But I, you know, I had this thought, because if we would actually went there and had a fight and say, I got hurt, or he got hurt, or both of us got hurt, I could have sued the shit out of that gym, and that lawyer's got money, and he kind of put that guy in a little bit of jeopardy there. If I would have actually shown up and something crazy would have happened, that, you know, well, that was all on him.
That's the theme of today. So Aaron Imholt wrecks the lives of everyone around him, and now he's dragging in a small business and a small businessman named Scott Kelm, who he can't stop. This morning, he's almost challenging the internet. He's like, what are you going to do? You think you're going to fuck with Scott? It's like, they will. They will fuck with Scott. They will fuck with the business. You don't know who you're dealing with.
Let's just catch Ethan up to where we're at. So, Ethan, at the beginning of this year, Patrick put out an offer to Aaron to come to Vegas in May to go to Hackamania, all expenses paid for him and his girlfriend, and to have like a profit share as part of it. Aaron said, yes.
Aaron's answer was, let's fight. All of us.
Let's fight. Let's do a 5-on-1 boxing match, like who was it? The George Foreman did in the 60s, and it'll be Patrick, Carl,
Rocco,
and Nick,
and all against Aaron.
All against Aaron.
He would get destroyed five on one. Right. It'd be almost impossible to lose.
Even if I don't know how to fight, if I'm going fifth, I'm going to beat your ass. You're going to beat your ass.
So. Everyone said yes. He was expecting people to say no, but everyone said yes. And then Aaron was like, started to put out all these different stipulations. One of which was all of you need to go get physicals and get USA Boxing accredited.
Certified.
And then we need to go and find a gym. We'll go to Mayweather's gym or something like that and set it all up. So people started like looking into what the rules are of USA Boxing. It turns out you don't actually need USA Boxing certification to fight, but it also turns out that Aaron didn't have USA Boxing certification for being himself a coach.
Of course not.
Yes, and he claimed he was coaching at this gym.
Yeah.
And he didn't have
his Angelo Dundee or some shit. Yeah.
But he didn't have and by the way, his fight record's 0-2.
Dude, I know a lot about boxing. I'm not trying to brag. Emmanuel Stewart, I know a lot of famous boxing trainers, and I've been watching boxing since I was 7 fucking years
old.
Would
you let a guy who's 0-2 train you?
No, fuck no. Dude, boxing's huge, and I live in Mexico. It's unbelievably big here. Canelo Alvarez is like the national hero of the country. There's boxing gyms here in Merida, and it's like old school, no air conditioning type, you know, hardcore shit. And so, yeah, I have a healthy respect for the sport of boxing too. So that's another thing where, like, first off, he's like, oh, just come down here and fight. Well, I would really want to train and like take this seriously. You can get killed in the boxing ring, and it's happened before.
He's just
not by Aaron Imholt, but I'm just saying you respect the sport.
He's LARPing. I mean, he's fought 2 fights. He's 0-2. He's telling everybody he's a coach.
He got TKO'd in one of the fights in the first round
by an 18-year-old. So, yes. basically, we called the gym. He's not a coach there. Coach Scott said he's never been asked to be a coach. He's not a coach. And he just keeps saying, I'm a coach. Well, then he ran out and got his Safe Sport, took his Safe Sport test and certification to prove he's a coach. Now, he should have had that if he was a coach, but he never had it. And he went out to get it. Well, that triggered a background check. And now he's about to get kicked out of the whole system. That basically because of his hubris to prove that he was a coach.
He's currently temporarily suspended from USA Boxing because of the background check. And so he's not allowed to fight in any USA Boxing thing. So he's got a fight coming up on the 22nd, which he's currently not allowed to do.
No, he doesn't.
And he's also not allowed to coach. So so through that lens, he's not really allowed to be a coach at the gym. Otherwise, if anyone hosts him there, they're violating Safe Sport and USA Boxing's rules.
And that's why this clip is hilarious. Here we go. It's
crazy. Thanks, and Doom is in my head because Doom's telling me, dude, it's the curse. You know what's really weird for me to see? I'm going to tell you something. Something happened in my life.
Oh, he's wearing cornette too. That offends me. But anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I think he thinks it's him.
He's no Jim Cornette. Anyway, I won't get into that. Go ahead. Yeah.
And it's very, very strange. When it comes to, you ain't getting my money. Yeah, we are going to get, we will be back on radio. I can't tell you exactly why. And I can't tell you what.
Wait, is this the right?
Why?
The
why would you want to be back?
It is. Unfortunately,
his entire.
Is the wrong clip?
No. This is the right. This is the right clip. It just happens.
He's added it together.
Ethan. So one of the cornerstones of his personality is the gym. I was the gym and boxing.
Yeah.
The other cornerstone is getting back on the radio. He's been claiming he's going to be back on the radio. He was picked off
real radio
because he abused a woman.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, because he wanted a job that a woman ended up getting in a bigger market. Of course, he wanted to be in a bigger market. He was in the 187th ranked market.
It was
Columbus,
Iowa.
Georgia is a bigger market.
He lost his mind over Iowa.
But that was a huge step up if he would have got that. It was a really big step up. And so then he went on a harassment camp. And of course, I don't care about bullying a bitch, whatever. But radio stations frown upon that type of behavior. And they can get sued if you go too far and shit like that.
Yeah, he was literally telling people to go to her Facebook page and harass her and all this stuff.
So I hate the term targeted harassment, but that's literally what it was. And it's like, okay, dude. Exactly. He's obsessed with being back on the radio, and radio is pretty much dead anyway.
He offered every station in St. Cloud. He said, I'll come back and do it for free. Just let me sell ads. I'll come do it for free. So he's obsessed with the optics of looking like a radio guy. You know what I mean?
There's a guy he's waiting for him to retire so that he thinks he can get his spot.
Yeah. It's just baffling, and it's such a small market.
Remember how long Conan had to wait to get the Tonight Show because he needed someone else to retire?
It's that kind of thing.
I have to apologize to Pantsmeister and others who think I got kicked out of my boxing gym.
Look, when you start shuffling cards to cope.
Another one they made up. By the way, they also didn't pick up when Scott was yelling. He was saying two different names. There was there was one guy who they thought he was saying Aaron. I don't want to give away the guy's name because there was a guy that did get kicked out of our gym last week.
So basically what happened is we watched a video of Scott telling Aaron, telling all the people at the gym that Aaron fucked up, Aaron's out, no more chances for Aaron.
He failed a background check.
We watched that happen.
Yep. I think he failed the background check.
I saw that one too,
No more training because Aaron can't make it as a coach.
No more Wednesday afternoons or Thursday evenings.
Well, he also called himself, so delusional. He called himself, they said they used to call me Little Howard Stern on the Prairie or something like that. I'm like, no, they didn't. What the fuck?
I saw that.
Why the fuck would...
ever look at Aaron Imholt and think Howard Stern. Like, I don't know where this comes from. Anyway,
My first instinct on this video, this is the boxing video we're about to watch, is that 100% Aaron went into the gym and made Scott do this. It feels forced.
Yeah.
There's duress in the air. And at one point, Coach Scott turns to Aaron like, anything else you want me to say? He literally like, so it... It's going to start where Aaron's like casually in the background boxing. Like, oh, are you filming? I didn't know. Hi, kids.
He's literally giving me his hardest punches in the heavy bag. And he's like, oh, whoa, someone's filming? What's up?
Here we go.
I'll do clips.
God, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing awesome.
Hey, you know, I just want to...
Oh, that guy's the biggest douche in this video. The guy who's filming it. He needs it so bad.
Scott. This is the first time I get to see Scott in like, semi-high definition. Like, this is just an old guy who wants to run this gym, maybe give back to the kids a little bit.
Yeah.
He has no idea what Aaron's dragging him into and what he's just stepped in.
How did the gym get revealed in the first place? Was it when he tried to get me to show up, or was it before that?
Like, he always talks about the gym. But
he did this himself, right? He never had to tell anybody where the gym was. Like,
well, he wears St. Cloud Fight Club shirts. The problem is, like, man, Aaron can't go down alone. Aaron needs to grab onto people and pull them down. He did it to Ashley. He did it to April. He did it to Nick. He's doing it to his children. He's doing it to Slam Piece. And now he's about to take a small businessman who's an ex-attorney who doesn't need any of this shit. He doesn't have a clue what he stepped in. Between the Dabbleverse and now you bringing in your people, Ethan, I mean, this is going to be... is going to be very bad for him.
And this guy filming it is such a boob. He's like, there's 100 people watching right now. He's so excited. He thinks he's a celebrity while this is happening.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, this is all these are all violations of SafeSport, having a guy who's currently banned from USA Boxing coaching people.
In contact with other competitors.
At the start of the stream, Aaron was coaching. If you go to the raw stream from this guy, you could see him teaching a guy, giving him tips. So
I hope nobody sends that in. I hope nobody gets it to SafeSport or USA Boxing.
Please don't do that. Also, it's just, man, it's so dumb on so many levels, what he's doing. And someone in my chat says, still tell more like Steel Glass Joe. It's a nasty business. I say that all the time. It's one of my catchphrases. And these people, you know, Melton, everybody here knows, man, they will look this guy up. They'll start fucking with him. They think he's on Team M-Hole. It's over.
It's over.
The trick that they're going to play here is they'll only refer to Aaron as an attendee rather than a coach, even though he is doing coaching duties.
And Aaron's so narcissistic. He doesn't like that. He needs you to know he's a coach. So he keeps kind of like trying to correct Scott. Like, but I coach too, right? Tell him I coach.
I haven't seen this one. I saw the one where he's chewing him out. Yeah.
Oh, so when you see the dynamic between the two of them here, you can kind of understand how Aaron fucking manipulates everybody and makes people do what Aaron wants him to do.
Aaron needs a W so badly. This video screams, I need a W this week.
So it looks like Aaron's in the background right now in this video, but it'll become very apparent. Aaron orchestrated this whole video and made Coach Scott do this. Watch. So I want to introduce somebody that was kind of late to the scene, and it looks like Aaron's acting like he's not even paying attention. Like, oh, hello there. I didn't see you there. Like,
who is this guy? Hey, attendees that have been
coming. One of our former attendees. So now he's not even a current attendee. He's a former attendee.
And coaching.
So I have an email from Scott that says Aaron has never coached here and never been asked to coach. And now here's Scott saying he's coaching. Like, he's fucking his own gym. He doesn't even understand what he's doing here. Again, once these people send this shit in, like, and harass USA Boxing and SafeSport, it's going to be a problem.
He's an old boomer. Like, he doesn't know what he's, man.
Yeah, he does know, because in emails and officially he has said several times, Aaron doesn't coach here. He's never been asked to coach here. Aaron went in and was like, I need you to make a video to make it clear that I coach here.
But I was like, I say, don't shut this guy's gym down. He did nothing wrong.
Well, no, but that's the type of shit people do, though. That's what I'm saying.
I know. Don't. Please don't.
So now. Carl has come out and asked people not to do that, so you can't get him.
Participating, on the boxing scene. And, isn't America great? Because, you have a choice to do things, good things and bad things. Things that people, might not like. And,
what is he talking about here?
Revenge porn, I guess. Great? I don't know. Yeah, what the fuck? Like,
this guy has a pending felony charge for revenge porn and a stayed jail 90 days.
He's not Mike Tyson, Mike Tyson went to prison for rape, but he was Mike Tyson, so we don't care, whatever. But come back out and fight.
In the trial up to that, and while he was in prison, was he scheduled to fight and was he coaching people?
I want so badly this whole video for Aaron to slip off this rope and just face plant. I really, like, I was waiting for it. I was like, he's going to slip off this rope and just go ass over tea kettle into the ground.
And Aaron, I know it.
It's a good looks. It's a good looks. It's got to be.
I don't have a man crush on him, but
we don't have a matinee idol if I'm not here.
Yeah. You might kind of miss you on Thursdays.
I kind of miss you on Thursdays. This is once again confirming that video we saw prior, he is talking about Aaron. Aaron can't coach anymore on Thursday.
And this also proves it's a script. So you got to say, like, you miss me on Thursdays because that's, you know, I'm a coach and let everyone know that.
Yeah, he even in a minute, he'll go, like, anything else you wanted me to say?
Well, also, I see somebody in your just real quick. I see somebody in your chat reminding. Do you remember the text? I'm sure you do. The text messages between April and his other ex-wife.
Yes.
Where they talk about what a monster he is behind the scenes. And I guess he either choked April or headbutted her, I think.
Yeah.
And she said, his first ex-wife said, I know all about it, and implied the same things had happened to her.
Yep.
And so, you know, sometimes women say shit. I always give the benefit of the doubt, but like, these are two cooperating women, you know, they're cooperating the statements there.
And that was right. That was when Aaron was fighting actual like matches with people. So like he's losing in the ring. So he goes home. So he goes home and he beats his wife because that's what like tough guys do. Like they have to take it out a week.
His entire downfall is highlighted by a series of abuse towards women. So first off, he started with the Iowa radio host, and he was kicked off the radio. He somehow found his way onto Twitch and was making over $20,000 a month there. So he was doing really well. But then he started abusing someone called Trans Girl 41 or something like that.
Don't do that on Twitch.
We all do.
Right. And then that resulted in him getting kicked off of Twitch.
Oh, that's the one where he started crying on air?
No,
that was a different time.
That's a different one. Oh, okay. Sorry. But yeah.
If they were butt cheeks.
I might cry on air if I lost 20 grand a month, honestly.
April said one time, like, I'm sick of holding him and consoling him when things go wrong. So she's done this many times.
Trans girl got him kicked off of Twitch. And then he harassed his ex-wife. And he got a harassment restraining order from her, violated that. And now he's harassing Nick Ricada's wife, Kayla Ricada, with revenge porn. So it's like every part of his downfall is to do with attacking women or females.
Well, and the thing is, like, I don't know. I know a little bit about the restraining orders and things, too. But, like, okay, if you violate it, say something once or twice, they really don't. It might be a fine or something, and they'll say, hey, don't do that again. But the more times you have to go in front of that judge for violating an order, if you go and, like, visit them in person or whatever, they're just going to put you straight in jail. But if you just say a couple things, whatever, probably just a fine. But he seems to – I think he's done it two or three times, too, though. I don't know. He's playing with fire. And
like
we
said, there's very few employees in this courthouse. So they all know his name now. Yep. Like, they've had enough. It's like – half their day, you know, they're used to sitting around watching TV, listening to the radio, and now they're like, and not steel toe. And they're just like, this guy's making a lot of work for us. We've never had more paperwork in this county in years. Like,
well, they're sick of these internet people, and they showed it to me. They already know. They proved it to me already. And so it's like, you know what? We're tired of these internet fucks, and they're making a lot of work for us, and we're kind of a sleepy county here in the first place, and like they need to be taught a lesson, and they're teaching some lessons. And anyway, go ahead, play this shit.
Right, here we go.
You know, I mean, it's cool, but you're here. I'm glad.
It's cool, but you're here.
Here. You know, I want him to be here because he's a part of the team. And that.
So this is like, this is so forced. I wanted him to be here because he's a part of the team.
So, but, and, you know, I hope to see you here more.
Yeah, every
that's
team
something
has.
You say. That's a weird thing to say. I hope to see you here more.
Every team has those crucial members, the coach, the captain, the member, and then former attendee. Like those are the
this
roles.
Is the only,
of the team.
This is the only gym with a chair in the corner of the ring.
Thursdays are good. I like Thursdays because, you know, you fit in well Thursdays.
So now he's saying, I like Thursdays. You fit in well Thursdays. Well, Aaron says he's the coach. Aaron says he teaches a class on Thursday. He gets paid $25 to do it.
Which has been canceled, according to
Scott announced it's been canceled, and he just said, we miss you on Thursdays. But now he's a former attendee.
It was it was the Wednesday afternoon class that was canceled that he used to get paid for, and on Thursday they replaced him with another bald coach. So
why would you even want to do that for $25 an hour? I don't know.
You're mistaken, Moody. You're actually mistaken.
Thursday evenings were also canceled. Yep.
He went home on Wednesday and said, I get paid to coach on Thursdays. He said that last week.
Thursday evenings is what's being filmed now. Like, this is.
Yes, I know. Yeah. But he said last week, I get paid to coach on Thursdays. He was there on a Wednesday and he said, I got to go home. I'm feeling sick and it's more important for me to come in on Thursdays. That's the day I get paid to coach. Right. He said that last week.
There's been a lot of people off right now.
I am.
So you're pissing a lot of people off right now. So in Aaron's head, this is a complete redemption for him. Meanwhile, this just looks like a desperate, forced video. Scott doesn't know what to do. He didn't want to do this.
Also, can we talk about the fact that Aaron and Scott talk every day? Is there anyone in your life aside from your spouse you talk to every day?
I don't believe
it. It's weird.
I don't even... It's just baffling on so many levels.
So weird. I love it. It's America. It's about the red, white, and blue. You got to stand up and believe it. You know, and, you know, God, I tell you, it's like, I'm kind of on the verge of, death. And people.
With that attitude, counting the days.
Counting the days, yeah, I know. And, you know, I need people to kind of step in and take over.
Yes, sir. But, yes, sir.
So he's like saying like Aaron's kind of stepping up and taking over the gym because I'm getting old.
Well, this is a joke, yeah.
Aaron's gonna make a joke here about buying the gym.
Right.
Anything that you want me to say or
anything else you wanted me to say. That's it. That's all of it. Aaron orchestrated this whole video to make him look like a coach again, even though Scott said you're a former attendee. You fit in with the team well, but he also said he's been helping out coaching. So it's all over the place.
Aaron should be going to his audience saying, your problem is with me, not with Scott. Leave him alone.
Yes. Right.
Instead, he's dragging Scott in front of him and using his shield.
This morning he said, what are you going to do? You going to try to fuck with Scott? What are you going to do to him? Yeah. What do you think you're going to do?
The amount of complaints Scott is going to get. Like, there's already an investigation into Aaron for breaking safe sport.
Now the gym.
Scott's breaking safe sport right now.
And by the way, hold on in a second. I'm going to show you some reviews of this gym from months ago that have nothing to do with this.
Time to announce I'm buying the gym.
Yeah. And
I'll be running it.
John's going to be the day-to-day guy.
I'm outsourcing it.
All right, can you pause it real quick? I just want to point out, this is where Aaron thinks he's the coolest.
Yes.
He wanted this to go out there because he's just like, guys, look at how cool I am. Does that look like a boxer to anyone? Look at his arms.
It looks like a poser is what it looks like. Yes. I mean, it looks like he's cosplaying as a boxer. Right.
I'm not impressed.
This is like those Halloween costumes that come in a bag. It's like three pieces. There's like a boxer mask.
Exactly.
His arms and legs have gloves.
His arms and legs have the same diameter.
Right.
I tell you,
Colin's going to be a towel and water boy.
Wow.
The job he was born to do.
It's amazing how fast things happen, how quick things can change.
It sure is.
Yep.
It sure is.
For the best. And
or for the worst.
And John?
I don't know
this
about
fucking
any
guy.
This guy needs to stay out of it. He's not, like, we're not focusing on you, but we can if you'd like.
He's from the Revenge of the Nerds movie or something.
That guy also has a criminal record, but it's like from
fucking Moody.
Jesus
Christ, what the fuck? How do you even know that?
It wasn't me, but he looks like he's turned his life around.
Good.
I mean, everybody believes everything on you, right? Almost. I mean, sticks and stones may break your bones, and words may never hurt
you. I'm just glad you let me in tonight, seeing as I'm kicked out.
He got over on the haters with that.
Yes,
I know. You forgot.
I forgot.
Yeah, that's weird.
I didn't know that.
This is a Christian channel now.
Yeah. But anyway, I just wanted to kind of let everybody know, hey,
The man is back. So if I'm a coach, I have to be called a former attendee.
So here again, Scott was trying to cover his ass by calling Aaron a former attendee. And yes. Aaron needs the internet to know he's a coach. So he brings it up again, like, so, but I'm a coach, right? But you're going to call me a former attendee? And he's like, huh?
Former attendee.
I'm just an attendee.
Because you're just an attendee.
Back when I was getting knocked out.
That. I mean, he doesn't understand what he's doing to his gym here.
Right.
He's admitting he's basically admitting he's letting a guy coach with no certification, no insurance, no safe sport. You know, there's been
honestly comments, his gym needs to be shut down, Melton. I'm just being real. This is not a safe operation that he's running here. And I know it's me and the fucking old guy, but like
you're letting your children get
shut this shit down.
A guy who beats women, and it's documented in court documents that he's choked and headbutted wives, and you're letting him teach your kids? Shut it down.
I know. I see Carl shaking his head, but like this shit Carl's ain't safe for real, man. Shut this shit down. Like I'm dead serious. Like somebody could get boxing serious, guys. Like I mean, somebody could get really hurt out here.
This is boxing,
Ethan. Yes. I agree with you. He's doing this guy no favors right here. This is a shitty thing for Aaron to be doing. Like I can't believe he thinks this is a W.
Because
for him.
I see this and
so
I,
dumb.
You know, I feel sorry for the old man, but then I also think, man, this thing needs to be shut down for real. Like. Like, what the fuck is going on here?
He at least needs to go, like, Aaron can't be a part of this anymore. Yeah, this is dangerous. Like,
he's saying that the background check stuff is going to be knocked out pretty soon.
Right.
Here's the problem. Aaron's
a pending felony? Is that the problem?
Aaron's never been safe sports certified. When he went to take this test a couple weeks ago, he's like, Jesus Christ, he's going to take hours. He's been coaching there for years without insurance, without safe sport. He's been doing it for years. Like, fuck him. Fuck him.
Don't tell anyone. That's going to look really bad for the gym.
So now he's like, oh, look at this safe sport knocked out. It's like, and then you'll, like, first of all, it's not getting knocked out.
I forget the law firm. I think one of them's name is Kilm.
So now he's going to talk about the law firm he was a partner in. I guess him and his brother are part of this law firm. It's Kelm, and I guess they handled Aaron's divorce. They're going to talk about that.
Oh, my God.
That's the same divorce attorney.
It sounds like
he's taunting the Dabbleverse and now the sector going, my name's Kelm. I have a law firm and a gym and Kelm. It's Scott Kelm. It's like, fuck.
Yeah. Patrick, I didn't watch...
Sorry,
I didn't watch your last show all the way through, but did you go through that latest email you sent us?
No, not yet. Maybe we can do that today here on this show.
Okay. Because I think
small town.
I think that lawyer might be.
Kelman Reuter.
Oh my gosh.
Kelman Reuter. Jesus. Don't even worry about Googling it, guys.
Kelm as well.
I'm going to do it right now.
I have any affiliation.
He said, I wonder if I have any affiliation with that. It's just like, fuck.
Anyway.
I just found it right now.
Okay, we got to watch the clip, guys.
Okay, fine.
What?
You're right.
What Scott's doing is he thinks that he can exert small town pressure on the internet. So this is how he would intimidate someone in real life. I'm Kelm from Kelman Reuter, and that would mean something in St. Cloud. He's
right.
Going to the internet with this.
Yeah. Attorneys who make a difference is their catchphrase, by the way. I just found their page. Like, I mean,
oh no.
Yeah.
Kelman Reuter, Scott Kelm as well too. I wonder if I have any affiliation, but I guess we'll let you guys decide that. But anyway,
he shepherded me through the happiest times in my life.
Yeah. Oh, really? Wow. Hey. Really? Did you guys hear that?
No good marriage ever ended in divorce.
Wow. Yeah. But anyway, I'll say that.
What's the old joke? Why are divorces so expensive? Because they're worth it.
Wow! Yeah,
hilarious.
Rocky 3. It's a
vaudeville
channel now.
It's a what?
So now he tells this is great.
It's a vaudeville channel now. Oh. We're doing
well. I don't know.
Okay, that's gonna be a gif of Aaron doing a little dance.
Ziegfeld's Follies, if you've ever seen it.
Yeah, I'm gonna be at the event next Saturday.
So now he says, "Are you gonna be at the event next Saturday?"
Yeah.
Is Aaron allowed to be at the event?
Yes. So he doesn't have a no contact
as an attendee.
Order. Yeah.
Goodbye, Tigger. Oh, that's right. It's next Saturday.
What, Mr. Jim? Maybe Facebook.
We have a home show. We have a home show. Hey, there's a party. There's 100. There's 100 people watching.
100 people. Well, that's good. Yeah. Next Saturday night.
There's a lot more watching this than you realize, buddy.
Watch
a lot more.
Like a Clippers.
Watch Aaron in the background of this. This is wild. Watch this.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Next Saturday night. Team.
What's he doing? Watch this.
I got a team from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. They got three boxes. Bartle, North Dakota coming down.
He just kind of.
Yeah.
At least rip a couple punches off. Like, what is this? Like. Brushing up against the fucking heavy back.
That's
like,
weird.
And we heard from my guy, just in case.
So now Aaron thinks he's fighting next week still. I mean, he doesn't. But he's like, have we heard from my opponent? Are we still on for next Saturday? If SafeSport, we know that SafeSport's working around the clock to clear up this misunderstanding of the felony Aaron's on trial for.
A 38-year-old boxer with an 0-for-2 record is top of the list.
In the I don't know section, I don't know me, so, but we're gonna fight.
Holy crap, I'm good looking.
What?
Yeah, oh, jeez.
You can see it. You know, I don't get to look at myself all the time, but holy cow, you guys are lucky for looking at this face.
What's his criminal record?
Does he have a podcast, Moody?
No license when pulled over, and like a couple of rowdy children, early 20s, late teens thing.
It's I got like a 5-page rap sheet.
Yeah.
It's not natural.
Good, but I'm not wearing my glasses.
I understand. Fair enough. I'll take it.
My ego's strong enough. Way too much. We're having too much fun here.
We're having too much fun here. All right. So that's that. Thoughts?
Well, completely staged, obviously. And he just put this guy in way more jeopardy, both possibly legally and then just his gym getting shut down altogether. I literally just looked up the law firm that he mentioned and posted in my chat. And so, you know, I know people are feeling sorry for this old man, but at a certain point, man, you're trying to run a serious boxing gym here, and it needs to go.
Would you like to hear Aaron this morning taunting people about
it? Gets worse.
Yeah. Yeah. Say, go ahead, Ethan.
No, I was going to say, salt the earth. This thing needs to go. And so somebody's going to get hurt in this gym. I'm not kidding, right? Like, this is not a safe operation, quite clearly.
Oh, no. This is Carl's cringing.
I'm a good friend. I'm sorry. I don't want to start today off trolling people. Yeah, Patrick says, Scott's recording was so cringe. Oh, buddy, I got sent the Discord clips. Boy, were they triggered into a goddamn forest fire.
I wasn't on the Discord about this clip at all, so I don't know what he's talking about. He always claims to have clips of our Discord.
Yeah, just show one screenshot. That's all I need. That's all I need.
I said one thing in the Discord, which was, I'm astounded that Scott is going out on a limb for Aaron in this way, and Aaron is like misleading this man about the seriousness of the situation.
Everyone goes out on a limb for Aaron. Ashley, April, Kiki, Gino, everyone goes out on a limb for Aaron. Slam Piece, it all backfires on him. Kiki and Gino are back for round two. They're idiots. Yeah.
They're flat out stupid. I don't know. He needs to go out on a limb, if you know what I mean. But anyway.
Honest reporter, Doom clipped the thing.
So now Doom is an honest reporter. We just watched a clip earlier. Doom's dishonest. Yeah. He's the only honest guy. Doom's liberal media spinning. He's bought and paid for. Now Doom's an honest guy. Every day it just flips depending on what Doom's clipping.
This is why, guys, I told you, don't wrap yourself up in my life. Don't make my life your life. Don't live vicariously through me if you hate me. If you like me, you'll smile a lot. You'll laugh.
He doesn't know what vicariously means, and he always does this. It's like, yeah, I want felony charges. That's what I want to be facing.
He also thinks he's like the greatest heel too, and it offends me as a wrestling fan. Like, I'm known to be a pretty good heel myself. I don't ever look at this guy and think heel. I think boob. I think idiot. Right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, or that X-Pac heat, you know, like, go away. Like, that's the type of heat he gets, not the heel heat. Like, when we did Road Rage, I came out and I had real heel heat where people were booing, some people were cheering, wanting to throw shit at me. That's heel heat. He doesn't have any of that. Anyway, sorry.
No, it's pathetic. It's pathetic.
I can confirm people hate Ethan Ralph. That is true.
Yeah, but there were people who liked me in that crowd too, though, but I got out on the stage and it was like, like, people just going crazy. Like, anyway,
people
you're polarizing.
Like,
yes,
people hate or like Ethan. Like, it's
there's really not too many in the middle. Yeah,
with Aaron, people are disgusted by it.
Mostly disgusted
and feel sorry for the people in his life. It's not hate. I don't think people hate him. No. They're just kind of, what is this worm doing?
I mean, this was depressing, but none of us hate Aaron. None of us.
I don't hate him, but I am like at the point where he needs to go. I'm disgusted by him, and he's so pompous, and he thinks he's done. Look, dude, I'm not trying to brag, but I've been on the front page of the Wall Street Journal. I've been in the Washington Post, Politico, New York Times, all this shit. Like, he tried to say he was more well known and famous than me the other day, and I shouldn't take that personally, but I did, because it's just so false. It's like, what the fuck? You were in the 187th radio market in the United States. I
love how early Ethan is into this. Right. Like, it's you're in the beginning stages. Yep. Like, he lies about everything, dude. Strap in.
He's called himself as someone who should be on the Mount Rushmore of radio.
He said, he said the only people equal to him are Kumia and Bubba the Love Sponge.
What?
You're right.
For real.
If you hate me, it's just going to be like, you're going to get your hopes up really big, and then you're going to get fan fiction in your head, and then it's all going to fall apart like it
did. By the way, I just want to remind everyone, he's responding to that video we just watched.
Yes.
He thinks this is such an own that all of us are going, fuck, I was so wrong about this guy.
Why wouldn't if he believed it, he'd play it?
Right.
He won't even play the stuff that he thinks supports him.
Right.
The fascinating thing about Aaron is, like, most people, if they've been like bullied or like looked at from this many people and shamed in this way, they'd crawl away from the internet. Aaron comes back and builds himself up in a way that, like, when you see a sandcastle, you want to see some kid knock it over. Like, this is what he's doing now.
Jesse said this last night on my show. He's like, Aaron should, I went away to rehab for health reasons, but also it's like, you know, I need a reset, right? I need to come out and do some different things, and I want to be on more shows and be more out there and stuff like that. But you have to go away to come back and tell a new story. You can't just keep broadcasting every day. And I needed to get clean too, but like, it was just reset, right? So he's like, Aaron, the best thing he could do is just sign off for at least a month and come back with a new narrative.
I mean, but Jesse's like, he'll come back and everybody will forget about the time he ate cum and turned people Coke. It's like, no they won't.
No, but just start talking about something else. Don Draper said, if you don't like what people are saying, start talking about something else.
But that's why we follow him. He can't stop talking about owning the haters, even though he's never owned a hater in his life. It's just
not only for his ego, though. He can't afford to take a month off. I agree with you and Jesse that the best thing for him would be to take a month off.
Sorry.
Is a syndrome associated with many neurodegenerative diseases, characterized by a general decline in cognitive abilities. Look at the mouse.
Yeah, it's 27 bucks.
That affects a person's ability to perform.
Take a drink,
everybody. This typically involves problems with.
I think there's going to be five of them.
Memory, thinking, behavior, and motor control. Aside from memory impairment and a disruption.
I agree with VTM. This is the worst product ever.
By the way, this is his former co-host, if you don't know Ethan. This guy, Matt, this is how he fucked the show.
I know Crutches,
he was this boring and slow. That's why this is funny.
I offered to give Crutches a job in Mexico and get him stem cell therapy because it's way cheaper in Mexico. And then we could we could fix him up. You know, we could rebuild him like the $6 million man or whatever.
Morning show.
Yeah, exactly. And he gets paid. I don't even know if Aaron pays him, right? I'm like, I can set you up with a tortoise stand, you know, down the street, and you you have to give me a little cut.
It's just
of course,
him doing cartwheels.
Yeah, yeah. And you can sit in the chair until you get enough money for the stem cells, right? Like, I mean,
the stem cell morning show. Holy fuck. All right.
Decrease motivation.
He gets paid 50
HIT.
You mean being a lollipop? Oh, geez. That doesn't sound to me like a good deal at all. What do you think of that?
What do I look like? Yeah, I too want to be a lollipop. End of story.
Right. He gets paid $50 to $75 a shot. But what I was saying before, it's the best thing for Aaron, yes, is to take a month off, but he can't afford to, not because of his ego and he needs that attention, which he does.
He literally can't afford to.
He can't afford to. He's paying two lawyers at the moment, and he's got a jury trial case coming up. He can't. This is his life.
If somebody filed a slander suit against him, I don't know what he would do.
Night for you. Literally all I did was go to the gym. Literally all I did was exercise and box and do my thing.
And tell your coach to record a video. Tell him to say how much he loves you.
It was full-blown AIDS. It was Aaron Imholt derangement syndrome. You had now. This is where Doom has to admit that maybe he's on the wrong side of the history and he's backing the wrong people. Your people that run that Discord, Doom, they were saying, listen to this. Talk about honesty. I always tell you guys, I tell it to you straight.
Yep.
People who don't like Steel Toe, they're the dishonest ones.
Correct.
They don't like when I point that out. But in their Discord last night, they were advocating, hey, nobody clipped Scott saying really nice things about Aaron. And they were dead serious about it.
Show the screenshot. Right. What the fuck?
Right.
Who posted that?
Moody literally, Moody like tags Doom and he's like, you got to put this up. Here's a clip.
Right.
Nobody.
Gino just messaged Scott me, by the way.
Oh, no.
Nice Sorry, things I'll get about to that. Aaron. Only clip the bad stuff. Boom. That's the ultimate win for the toe. That's the nuke. It's over. Aaron says
he needs it so bad. It's so depressing.
Do whatever you want. Follow whatever you want. You're going to be disappointed. You're going to cause yourself mental anguish. And what happened yesterday? I was right. You caused yourself mental anguish. I'm sorry you got hurt. It's not my
We were in a fight. I beat your ass. You cried about it. Now you're hurt. You lost. And I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. It's like, you know none of that happened, right?
He says it's over, but there's two active cases into him at the moment.
Well, but hold on. Over. But just talking about, like, I'm tuning into this guy's show, and I'm not familiar with Steel Toe or Aaron Imholt. And I'm just watching this guy, and I'm like, what is this show? He's a braggadocious douchebag. He's not going to win over any new fans acting like this. He's such a smug prick.
Nah, you don't understand the toe.
All I did was go to the gym and get some exercise. Oh,
so unlikable.
Oh, I went to the gym and got some exercise. That's why you're mad.
It's But you can break anything down into that. It's like, Your Honor, all I was doing was holding a kitchen utensil while I was exercising my arm back and forth, and someone happened to be in the same room as me. Is that illegal?
Not in front of the kids.
Right. You can do it too, one foot in front of the other. You're going to have to do this really scary thing, though. You're going to have to open the door and go outside. It's not that bad. There's no sandworms. All your friends on Discord have been lying to you. But that's
if you make fun of me, you don't leave your house ever. And you have nothing going on and no friends and nothing doing in your life.
We literally just got back from Atlantic City at a meetup.
Discord has... Yeah, Aaron's not allowed to go to Atlantic City.
Right. Great.
Discord has a mobile app and people take shits all the time. Like, what do you mean you have to go outside?
Let me give you this little breaking update. So Gino messaged me. And he asked, could he share this on his stream? So, you know, I'm assuming it's fine for me to share it to.
So he messaged it to you. Got it.
Well, he sent it and he said, why did Minnesota have a warrant out for you? How silly is this shit? And I told him, well, I broadcast Aaron's hearing and they put a contempt and it was nationwide. Now, I live in Mexico. So if I would have tried to cross the border, they would have arrested me at the border or anywhere in the U.S. So I waited until I got a deal because I didn't want to fucking get arrested and I got it taken care of. But it took about a month. And I told Gino, he said, how silly is this? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, it is silly, but Stearns County is not fucking around. And don't get a warrant put out on you for Aaron Imholt, because if he doesn't cut a deal and this goes to trial, they will come get Gino and they will come get Keanu. And I'm just,
I mean, look, Gino's stupid. I mean, Gino's fucking.
Well, look, I'm trying to be nice, but he's been kind of dumb on this one.
Buddy buddy with him after he fucking, first of all, in the very beginning, Steel Toe said that Gino's not talented. Gino's a loser. He's up Anthony Cumia's ass. Then they became buddies. Fine. And then he fucking backstabbed them all. And now they ran back to him again. It's like Gino gets what he deserves.
That was my fault. Like, I connected Gino and Aaron, by the way. That was all my fault.
Yeah, but you were his best friend. So
I'm giving him genuine advice. I'm like, Gino, and he said, oh, thank you. You had a great interview with Keanu. And we did. It was 6-7 months ago. I mean, I don't have any beef with those guys. I have called them a little dumb on this situation. I'm like, Gino, don't get a warrant put out on you over this shit.
They're not idiots. They've been told to go. You're going, Gino. Stop acting tough. You're going.
I'm like, best case scenario, he cuts a deal and you don't have to go. Other than that, you're going, right?
Gino's right, though. It is stupid that any of this has reached this level.
Silly.
It's
fucking
ridiculous. But don't.
But I also said, Stearns County not fucking around. They're tired of these internet fucks. And, they will make you go. Maybe if he cuts a deal, then you won't have to go, obviously. But otherwise, you're going.
Love the panel for this show. Great show. Or for this issue, great show. Aaron's ploy is for trolls to go after Scott. That way he can paint himself as a victim. Scott seems like a cool dude, and people shouldn't take the bait.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is absolutely the same way Aaron grabbed April and threw him in front of him. The same way Aaron grabbed Kiki and Gino and threw him in front of him. He's grabbing Scott and going, go after this guy.
Yeah. It's like, okay, let's go after him then, because the guy's running an unsafe gym. Like, let's be real. I'm dead serious. I don't care.
No, but you're right. Yeah, I'm on your side where you are kind of right, but also, like, poor old man. Like, poor old man.
I feel bad for him, but, like, okay, he's being a willing tool of this idiot. And so he's supposed to be a JD, right? A lawyer. Like, you're supposed to be smarter than this. I don't care that you're 90 years old. You're supposed to.
It's the same reason Aaron keeps Johnny around. It's just like he needs someone on side. He needs someone over there, or else he can't get enough people together to play a game. So he's just trying to get allies.
Yeah, I can't disagree with anything that's really being said here. But what Aaron's trying to do is get the internet to go after Scott so that he can point to them and say, look, they're going after an innocent man who's running a gym, rather than look at them going after me with my fragile ego and revenge porn charges.
But at this point, he's not innocent, is all I'm saying. No, don't SWAT. No, never SWAT anything. I don't ever support SWATing, but
because people can actually fucking get killed in a SWAT.
Yeah, I've been SWATed 12 times and had guns pointed in my face.
Who's counting?
And begging the cops not to. I count. Yeah, begging the cops not to shoot my dog. Literally, like so. Yeah, I don't support that at all.
Coach Eddie Valentino in pro wrestling, Aaron's the jobber that works to get destroyed by the stars. Yes,
it's like the Brooklyn Brawler. Yeah.
Never thought I'd see Ralph here. Aaron's folly truly brings everyone together. Thank you for not killing yourselves in an uninsured box, man.
Thank you, Coop.
Listen here, you glass-jawed jelly bean. I ain't barking just to hear myself rattle. While I'm out there greasing the gears and putting nickel on the dime, you're busy flapping your gums and slipping on your own shadow. I'm talking about you because you ain't doing nothing worth talking about. While I'm stacking hay and keeping the river clean, you're out there twisting your socks backwards and betting on a three-legged mule. So don't give me that look, little boys. I call them like I see them, and all I see is a bunch of jokers with SHIT pants.
Amazing. Ethan, stop being Raytard. Join the Dabbleverse. Join us.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been sent to destroy it, actually. I see somebody not knowing who the Brooklyn Brawler is. Sorry, I went too deep with my wrestling reference there, but easily Googleable, whatever.
The stuff with Aaron does feel end stage. And we were disagreeing with this about at the beginning of the show with me and Patrick and Carl, but with Ethan coming in and Aaron raising the stakes and all these legal issues coming to a head, like it feels like we're in the last.
Oh no, it's just beginning. Yeah, we got a whole new era.
He can stretch it out, but like if you do take away radio and boxing from him, I do feel like it's like all that is of his personality and like what will be left. I mean, it'll just literally be the goal. The goal and Vikings, yeah,
and golf, golf during the summer.
So I have a goal, but like, I like to hit it. We're on a long streak, but it's just like, okay, it's there. Hopefully, we can hit it. I don't go like, get your wallets out. Hey, I'm talking to you right now. Everybody, get your money. I got to get my goal right now. You're freeloading. Yeah,
Aaron causes himself panic over it.
Yes.
And it's like, I just like, don't let it dictate your whole show. Like, it's
every time I show videos of him acting foolish about the goal, my money goes up actually, because it's yep. like, it's so
we all make more money than Aaron does talking about his goal.
What is going on?
Aaron's reflection in the mirror at the start is staged. Yeah. The whole thing at the beginning where he's like, oh, I didn't see you there. It's just like, okay.
I'm always looking for new hosts. Who's the pig in the bottom left corner? He will do that. Yes, he will do.
Coach Black, you said there was another Aaron in first Scott video. Yeah, no, he was talking about a different Aaron who goes to a different school.
That actually turned out to be somewhat true. He's using like a kernel of truth and like a bigger lie. So
yeah, of course,
there's a guy who was sent to jail, and now he's being extradited to New York for breaking parole.
Aaron's little argument is like, there's tons of criminals at this gym who get in trouble all the time. Meet me in the ring.
Well, there are tons of criminals involved in boxing. Yeah, that's true. Kinkos.
Oh shit. I think this was about this.
I'm sorry for interrupting, but can I have super tip access, please? Also, is there a members show tonight? And will it be before midnight Eastern?
Yes, and probably not.
There I was, wounded, knee deep in rice patties, me and my M16, thinking about my best gal. If God gets me back to St. Cloud, he'll open a boxing gym in a dentist office and live in peace.
Yes, this is Scott's retirement. He was a law firm guy, and now he's like, I'm going to take it easy and just like spend my days in the boxing ring where there's no drama, like in the law firm. It's like, oh boy, you could have opened up a hell of a
no can Ralph, not the old man.
No Ralph, leave the old man alone.
Man, Nathan, he deserves it at this point, though. Like, can anybody disagree with what I'm saying? Like,
he doesn't know what he's getting into. He really doesn't. And
I feel
again,
sorry for him, but
we're gonna finish the Aaron clip because Aaron starts throwing him under the bus hard today. Gino tried boxing. He got a fish lunch, allegedly. Team Dixon.
We got a fish lunch.
Thanks for the Beaner stem cells. Now I can outrun dogs, blow 15 yards worth of leaves before noon, and bend 16 tacos in under a minute. Viva Le Juan E. Crutches.
Juan E.
I'm serious, man. We can fix him up, dude. I was dead serious. Like, I can get it. I'll pay him more than him whole for Juan. We can set him up with some local, you know, like I said, food stand. You don't have to have no red tape in Mexico. You just set it up, right? And he'll be like a sideshow attraction, gringo out there in a wheelchair. You know, they'll want to buy from him anyway. So we can set him up, and I'll have him on the show. And within 6 months, he'll have enough money for the stem cell treatments, and we can have this sumbitch walking again.
Imagine you actually did any of that.
That's awesome. I love it.
Serious.
I love it. It's a great
idea. Thank you for absolving me of all the sexy crimes that were committed. Aaron eating my cum is still a crime against nature. He likes butt sex because he's secretly Greek and can't wait to smoke a pole.
Ethan Ralph can't beat me. I'll fight him at the next Diddy party. Come in my face, I lap it up. I'll get in a ring with him. I'll knock his shorts off and lick his taint.
Ethan, watch out for Aaron. He really wants to rim job you if he gets you in the ring. Bob and weave, but don't turn your back on him. He'll prolapse your anus in a heartbeat.
It would be funny if Johnny Crutches could walk this entire time and he's just...
he's just kind of like Eddie Murphy on Trading Places, like Billy Ray Valentine, you know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
It's a miracle. Oh, my God.
All right, here we go. I want to hear him throw Scott under the bus.
I got to say... pretty dishonest of the Patrick crowd and all the Moody crowd and all them.
Don't clip Moody as a crowd now.
The huge Moody crowd.
What about Aaron?
So now he's saying that we said don't clip nice things about Aaron again. Like if anybody has a clip or screenshot of that, it'd be gold.
I've never seen that. Doom, you got to admit your boy was right. Your boy told the truth, and all of your people lied. It's almost like I had you by the balls all along.
Your boy all didn't right, do so bad almost, for himself, did he?
It's almost like it's almost like that.
I don't want to be braggy guy or anything like that. I already set these people.
The braggy monster.
They're insane. They're talking about going out. We have to go after Scott. We have to go after his gym. You can't do shit.
Don't ever say that. I made this mistake myself, by the way.
He knows what he's doing here. He's not dumb. He's
I can't defend him. I'm trying to defend this guy. I can't.
Oh, it gets worse.
Stop it. You lost. Lose like a man. Grow up, kiddo. Don't make me be your daddy again.
He's so unlike
like a man. Lose like a man. This is God telling you, do something else. Be more productive. Don't be
I have
so
some scared. Ideas, yeah.
He's such a punchable face. It's ridiculous how unlikable he's being. Why is he doing
you
this?
You can't do shit to Scott. Good luck. challenge accepted.
He said the same thing about his USA boxing accreditation, and he's now suspended.
You guys tried. This will be cleared up in 48 hours. We're now a month later. How's it going?
I could do it from my bed. It was a minor inconvenience. Yep. He's hired
I have 23 letters. I have 23 letters from friends who are saying what a stand-up guy I am.
letters.
The judge, the prosecutor, they all love me. They all wrote letters.
They were just waiting to arrest this guy the whole time, too. That's the thing. Anyway, yeah.
All right, here he goes.
All right,
taunting us again.
Walk away. Yeah, he taunts me, too.
Yeah, see, Doghouse Riley triggered. Poor Scott, can't believe you brought him into this. These aren't 13-year-old boys. These are allegedly grown men. They're like, Scott asked for this. You brought him into. Brought him into what? You guys send in a couple emails and phone calls. Guys, you've done your worst. Okay.
You've done your worst. Have we?
He has no idea.
You unloaded the mag.
We went like this.
Does he have no idea or is he asking for it?
He's asking for it. He's 100% hoping people divide their effort of going after him and he gets a little slack by people going after Scott.
Well, why not both? In my opinion. Anyway, go ahead.
Look, man, you can admit defeat now. Or you can just go, you brought him into the chair and each fair game he asked for it. Did he?
That's
you
right.
You started the whole thing.
No, you did.
You started the whole thing, and now you're...
We literally asked you to come to Hackamania, all expenses paid, and you brought up, I'm a coach, let's fight, my dad.
Hold on. You got to zoom out of that face. I'm sorry. That was such a tarred face he had going right there.
I'll rewind it.
Because you stay in an echo chamber. This sounds like a tantrum. The whole thing, and now you're... Ask for it.
Yeah, right. Oh, shit. All right, whatever. It's again? The moment is past. It's okay.
You started the whole thing, and now you're.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. Zoom in on that. We gotta get a screenshot.
We would be.
He's the guy from. People are saying he looks like that dude from Men in Black.
Men in Black.
Alien. He looks like your husband's
short
skin.
Bus.
Maybe Goonies.
We would be in a different timeline where Aaron is still a coach if he just said, fuck you, I'm not coming to Hackamania.
Right. That's all he had to say. You win.
Because you stay in an echo chamber, it sounds like a tantrum. Do we need to put you in the corner?
The only echo chamber here is Aaron's empty house as his words bounce off the
walls. Sorry. Okay. That's enough. I can be a dick. I can be gloaty. I deserve it because I kicked the shit out of these people. They'll never admit it. In fact,
no one told me there was going to be boasting.
No one told me there was going to be boasting.
Every time you pause it, it's amazing.
It's unreal.
April was way out of his league, by the way. I met her in person. And I was like,
oh, Ethan,
I'm trying to be respectful here, but I was like,
I have to say, Ethan, the photo of you with Nick and Kayla and April is. That's talking about history of Steel Toe. That will go down as one of the greatest photos in the history of Steel Toe.
She is very fetching, I'll say, in person. I was like, whoa, okay. Anyway,
I'll stop there. I'm trying to be respectful.
It was amazing.
Crowdcat says, oh no, Aaron, why the fuck would you antagonize the internet like that? Telling the truth is so much easier and doesn't create collateral damage. Fuck. Again, like, there's nothing, like, why wouldn't you go on and go, like, guys, leave Scott alone. Like, Scott has nothing to do with this. Look, if I'm in trouble, I'm in trouble. Like, Scott's not doing anything wrong. Leave his gym alone. That would be just as easy. He's over there going like, what do you think you can do to Scott? I'd like to see you try. You're not going to do shit. It's like, oh, fuck.
Just like Aaron, Scott has violated safe sport. Like, the same process can start against Scott.
Sorcerer's Bald Spot. Aaron's video is like, hi, I'm Troy McClure. You might remember me from
Smoke Yourself Thin.
Yes. Diablo sandwich. Hope Scott's likes the ding dong ditch and bags of poo. That would be mild.
Yeah.
I mean, that's old fashioned kids fun. You know what I mean?
Ralph is 0-1 against me via forfeit. The biggest win in the history of Toe. The same fate awaits you all at Hackamania. 2025 is the year of the Toe victories all around.
You know what? If he would put up some money, I'll fight the sumbitch. I'm not kidding. Like, if we could get a, like, prize fighting, you don't fight for free unless it's on the street. I would actually fight this. I know he's got a big height advantage. I'll fight this son of a bitch. I don't give a fuck. Anyway.
Can I just say real quick? So someone on his show today said, hey, send Ethan Ralph the link. Have him on the show. And Aaron says, man, I'm embarrassed about this drama stuff.
Yeah.
It's boring content. And I lose my regular audience when we do this kind of stuff. It's not real content. It's not a real show. And Aaron's entire show, the reason why he made all that money, stop begging for the goal back in, what was it, May and June, was because it was all drama shit about the couple and about everything that was going on with
the
Rikadas.
He had two nights there where he thought, fuck, this is my new, this is the new Toe. I'm going to make $2,000 a night.
And now he's saying that the drama is boring. Now he's above
it. You know that where that came from? Somebody was in my chat and they're like, would you, it was somebody I think that doesn't actually like him, but they watch my show and his show. And so they said, would you go on a show? And I said, well, yeah, of course. You know, I'm trying to go on any show that will have me, really. And then they asked him, that same person asked him, would you have him on? Now, I wasn't even, you know, like, I didn't mean that. We don't have to have a blood sports, quote unquote. We can have a regular conversation. Like, me and Carl have some issues. Like, but we're talking normally, right? Like, I don't get hostile unless the other person's getting hostile, right? Like, I
don't even know what you and Carl have going on, but it's like, you're allowed to like a guy and you're allowed to not like a guy and, like, it'd be okay. Like, what's wrong? In what world is everyone you talk to going to be perfectly aligned with everything you think and everyone you get along with? It's not realistic. It's stupid.
Like, yeah, but and we could just have a calm conversation. Right. I don't know. Right. It's weird.
Well, it was a shitty cop out to just be like, I can't have Ethan because this drama stuff is boring. That's the most interesting thing. That's all the Clippers clip is the drama stuff. You idiot.
Then he's like, my audience doesn't know who he is. Well, I was on his show as the featured guest in January 2024. I was on his show again that summer. He's been on my show. Right. And so, like, it's just complete fantasy. Like, of course they know
it's
who
disingenuous
I am.
as usual with Premier.
This is right. Kweeper Sutherland, the next Citizen M video will be a 2-hour Scott clip. It'll be a deep dive into Scott.
I can't wait.
Ethan, you're so early in your journey of Steel Toe discovery. There is so much for you to learn, and I'm excited to see.
Moody told me the same thing, and he was right. He was right.
Well, you know, I've kind of been falling here and there, but honestly, he just annoys me so much. It's hard to get plugged in. But now, what he said yesterday about me, and it's just so delusional that it really just got to me. Not even the ego. I know I'm more well-known than him, but, like, he actually believes it. It's like Costanza from Seinfeld. It's not alive. You believe
it. He doesn't believe it. He's why he's going crazy. He's losing his mind. He just has to
give him too much credit.
Yeah, he has to keep putting that out there. And by the way, they're calling you a narc, Moody. Enough about safe sport violations.
I'm borderline autistic and love rules. Come at me. Like, what are you talking about?
People love calling him Glass Toe. Everybody loves calling him that. Beggy Bear. Aaron is the girlfriend that mouths off to a group of big men, then expects her boyfriend Scott to fight him. Exactly. He's like, oh, yeah? You're a stupid bitch, and if you don't agree, fight my boyfriend. And then she just goes to the bathroom.
Aaron has been working the heavy bag, mostly by heavy bag. I mean my N-U-T sack.
I love baggy.
Shut up. Keep working the bag until I make white.
Aussie guy says he'd rather be a hater's daddy than his actual kid. Right. He's always talking about being a daddy.
I was trying not to go there.
Tony Soprano, thank you for gifting a membership.
That is something he also brings his kids out in front of him to, like, get rid of people criticizing him, because he'll be like, what are you doing going after my kids? By the way, have you seen the drawing that Charlotte made for me today? I went to the PTA conference and it was really, really good.
He's talking about the problems his kids are having in
co-parenting
school.
He was saying
today he was going Louis having trouble focusing. Somebody asked what you're doing for Valentine's Day, and you're like, that's an invasion of my privacy. But now you're going over your kids' problems in school with your radio audience. It's bananas. Yeah.
He, oh, that, I completely forgot this. He said that he got Valentine's cake card was given to SP by Charlotte, where she said, thank you for making, my daddy happy again. Either that's a lie and he thinks that he made that up, or he has broken these kids so much that
she opened the card and all the pictures of April's head that she cut out of other pictures fell out. And it was, I thought it was sweet. He thinks
these little like shows that are problematic behavior are things to brag about. It's just
Joshua says you're right, Carl. We got to go scorched earth on Aaron and his name.
No. I did not say that, Josh.
So Operation Carl starts today.
Ozone says I agree with Carl. We need to shut down this gym and the law.
No. Yeah, let's not fucking people with IRL. Let's not do that.
Stop with the gym. Go after the law firm. That's smart.
I literally looked up the law firm was the first thing I looked up. Yeah.
Banger episode, great appearance by Ralph too. Thank you very much, Patrick.
Yeah,
Michael.
Welcome, Ralph. Welcome to the
isn't that your buddy, Patrick Michael?
Michael is. Is he actually a member of yours?
I don't know. I don't know.
That'd be amazing.
Mike Whipke, member for 9 months. I would crawl through a wood chipper if I had Aaron's life. Yes.
Correct.
Voluntarily?
Yes. At first.
Frank Niebles, thank you for the 5 memberships. Tedwin says, get him, Ralph. Knock this motherfucker off his pedestal that he thinks he's on. He's so smug, it makes it fun.
Yeah.
That's what gets me interested, the smugness.
If he was in a dunk tank, how much money would people pay for ball?
That would be easy to hit the goal. They should start that on.
he should hook something up, like a shock collar or to donations or something, man.
The pedestal's in his own mind, though, and that's what's fascinating, is seeing that drop.
Yep. Dabble Babble, member of 2 months. Kiki, Gino, and Coach continue to say there's no revenge for him because Aaron sent the picture. When Aaron sent the picture, he wasn't angry at Kayla Riceta. Yeah, but you forget that they had an ongoing case going on with Nick and April and Kayla as well. Aaron did. Like, it can all be looked as like intimidation, threats. It can all be looked at as like retribution, payback.
People get hung up on the word harassment in this, but the revenge porn with harassment in this case is more about, like, did he intend to send it out or not?
And he did.
This is why the felony is not something that they're going to give up on, because it's... They've got him dead to rights.
Well, you saw Riceta's tweet. He said, well, he was being a little coy, but he's like, it's almost like they might have, you know, some communication directly from him that proves the harassment, right? That he was intending to harass. Just saying, maybe they have something like that. And the way you guys trolled him, remember when Melton was going to be put in jail for hacking and Riceta was going to be put in jail?
That's still pending.
Right. Oh yeah, of course. Any day now. Two more weeks.
They're taking their time on this one.
Every day I do my show, I have my security cameras pulled up over here on the side. I'm looking out the window. I'm waiting for the cops to show up. I know it's coming, and I'm going to burn all the discs, and I'm going to.
Yeah, of course. It's just John out in front of your house going.
Well, I literally went on my show and I was like, they're trolling this guy, and it's obvious, and he's buying it hook, line, and sinker.
He went to the cops about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because he's a snitch, that's why. But anyway,
go ahead.
The reason he pulled out of the 5-on-1 fight is he said his lawyer informed him it's not a good idea to be fighting against Melton and Nick because there might be an investigation currently ongoing into them.
Right.
And then he goes to Gino and Keanu, primary witnesses in his revenge porn case, and has them on his show and pays them for it. He lives in another world, Carl.
Mistress Meg says, total dabble versus death. Is it even fair that we're counting me or Steel? This isn't really dabble verse. This is kind of offensive to dabble verse people, no? This has nothing to do with Stuttering John.
It's definitely a crossover thing happening, but I did watch the clip with Jesse and Ethan where Jesse said he was going to end the dabble verse, and then he goes, I knew I couldn't do it.
He knew he needed me. He said he had to resurrect the sector. Yeah. Because you see, I say shut this gym down. Like, I'm not fucking around. By the way, thank you for the support. Thank you for the support from my chat. I don't know if that's coming through on my audio, but I saw somebody in your chat, internet person with a very kind super chat about me. So thank them as well. Yes. I want to thank them as well too. So.
Yeah, we did put that up. Master Gobbles, everything is gay, and Aaron M. Holt story, and yep. Mitch Connor, pray for Tukey. Also, thank you, OJ.
Thank you, OJ. Hey, Jake, I want to give a quick birthday shout out to Vikas.
No, we're out of time.
Oh, okay.
No, go.
Vikas. It's his birthday. Happy birthday.
Is that it? Oh, that was the shout out?
That was
underwhelming.
It does, like, to me, it feels like this is the final season of this Aaron story, and I'm just looking forward to things being shaken up a little bit. Like, that's going to be nice. I can't wait for Operation Kyle to happen.
You want it to feel
happen.
Like the writers are panicking to tie up all the loose right. ends?
And, but how okay. do you wind it all up? Let's bring in Ethan.
I got an idea.
Let's bring in Ethan Ralph as our plot device.
I know how I want it to end. Let's just put it that way. Him doing the right thing, if you know what I mean.
No one's going to Greenland. We're trying to take over that territory.
No, mine is do the right thing, Aaron, and you know what that is. That's how I want it to end.
We got to talk about this phone, because Nick tweeted out something about. Remember when Aaron ran off to the lake when the arrest warrant was out for him that weekend, he accidentally dropped his phone in the lake. Remember?
Yeah.
And Nick seems to be indicating that the phone has been turned over to the police and they do have evidence off it. And Nick, and I mean, Nick may not know, but Kayla would know, who I imagine would share it with Nick.
Well, of course you don't.
So do we think this is going to trial is the question for today.
You do think it is?
Well, it depends on if he officially turned down a plea deal. And so they don't really like that. They may give him another plea deal. It's going to be worse. That's how it works. Yep. They might do it just to save time. But, man, Stearns County, like You're I said, they're sick of these internet
It doesn't
people
work like and, let's make a deal where you call up the bank and sometimes the offer goes
Kendi,
up.
Kendi, Ohio County seems a lot nicer than Stearns. Let's just put it that way. And he's not a member of the bar like Rakeda. And, you know, he's got a record and all this stuff. And he seems to be thumbing his nose. They don't like it when you thumb your nose at the judge, man, and the DA. And so that's probably 50-50, honestly. But they have him dead to rights. And so – if I'm them, I go ahead and take them on down. But you know,
I'm surprised nothing goes to trial anymore. Like there are no trials anymore.
That's, I mean, his lawyer has to be going like, "Don't do this."
Yeah, his lawyer has to be like, "What are we doing?" Except whatever.
Remember when he was going to hire the private investigator? I'm like, "What is there to investigate?"
Right.
My prediction at the beginning was that it wouldn't go to trial because who in their right minds would do that? Just settle for whatever deal that they give you. But the same part of his brain that clicked. Submit on that background check for SafeSport, thinking that he could talk his way out of it, will lead him to go to trial to talk his way out of this with the jury.
It's like he's a dumb guy. Is that what you're saying? He's kind of stupid.
You said submit. I assume that was about Nick. George, will Moody be attending Hackamania? Yes, he will. And we're talking about – so Hackamania is May 9th through 11th in Vegas, and then May 13th is this
and
scheduled 14th. Trial. Yeah. May 14th?
13th and 14th. It's a two-day trial.
So, I mean, we're talking about flying out there, Moody and I. If Moody's in the U.S., we're going there. To Minnesota.
I might
we're
have to go to that, too. I'll probably be there as well.
We might even get Carl on a plane.
Let's go.
Tukey said he'd be there, too. So we'll do little piggy. We'll try to do a live event as well, see if we can get away with that. Who knows? But
Ethan, you want to come? Let's go.
I'm about to say I have to go then.
Let's go. All right. We're all going.
If it goes to trial, I'm in. I've already shown up in Minnesota once, famously. So, you know, I would never go back to that state. But
no,
you know
let's go. Nick will be there. We're all going.
Outside the courthouse with everybody but Aaron. It'll drive him nuts. What a wholesome episode watching everyone get along. Now let's ruin Scott's life. JK, JK.
is that Carl on your alt account?
That's Coach Eddie Valentino. Coach Eddie Valentino, if I were Aaron's kid, I'd disown him as a father.
No.
He's going to be Kramer versus Kramer. internet person Ralph, your resilience is a legit inspiration.
Yeah,
you do look like you've lost some weight. You got clean.
Thank you.
Are you, you're totally clean now for this week at least?
Totally clean. And it's, a, you know, when you're an addict, it's a daily thing. On a daily
I've been off weed for 2 weeks. It's tough enough.
Yeah, but it's not something you just, 20 days of rehab and it's all good. You know, you have to keep working on it. But
are you Mexico sober or sober?
I'm sober. Okay. Mexico sober is just fucked up, right? Like, yeah,
tequila.
I don't know. Like,
yeah, right.
Dude, it's so different in Mexico. People don't understand. You just go to the doctor and say, hey, I want this, yeah. And they say okay, and they just write a script.
How taxi
for it,
right? Offered it to us.
I'm saying, well, you can buy shit off the street, but you don't even have to. You just go to the doctor and say, hey, it's like 70 pesos, Ethan, to get a prescription.
And if you were Ethan, if you were to fall backwards now, would we hear clinking bottles or not?
No, you would not. And also, I'm in like a wooden chair that's like so sturdy. If this fucking chair breaks, then I don't know. It might be like it would take an Aaron Imholt style headbutt like he gave to April to break this fucking chair, because this thing is pretty fucking sturdy.
We'll get Moody to 3D print you one.
You know, that's an epic clip though. I thought that was hilarious, honestly, with me going head over heels all the way back. I did a full flip, so you can see it, but like I rolled all the way over, right? Like it was crazy.
We believe
but
no.
Yeah.
Ethan, but no bottles. You're gonna get AIDS like the rest of us. Aaron Imholt derangement syndrome. The toe consumes all. And they want to know, are you going to come to Hackamania? Dick will be there.
I mean, if I'm invited, like, yeah, I'm down to come.
I will get you a ticket. If you want to be there, we'll get you a ticket.
Yeah, we had a bit of a falling out, I guess you could say.
In-person fixes everything, man. I was in Atlantic City this weekend with a lot of these guys. Like, in-person, everyone wants to have fun and have a good weekend. No one wants to fight, man. It's so stupid.
That's what Merch always says, too, actually.
I sent Merch a nice email yesterday. I was watching him. I was watching Merch do a show where he was making $50 making fun of Aaron, and Merch is infinitely funnier than Aaron. I just sent him an email like, we got to get you on Super Tips, man. You deserve to be making more money. This is hard.
He's got
to
come on this show. We got to get Merch on this little piggy.
Really, we all make fun of each other. We got to right. Squash yeah. stupid
yeah,
shit.
Ethan, Merch has a bit going that you and Dick will be cordial by the time of Aaron's trial. So you've got until May.
Well, you know,
I'm trying not to. I had Jesse on last night, so we had to go into it all again, obviously, and that was part of it. But I'm kind of just trying to drop it. I don't know. I sound like a sap, I guess, but it's a sad situation, honestly, all the way around. Not that I don't think I was completely unjustified, but you know me, it's nuclear missiles come out really quick, and Vito's sitting there cackling, weighing 400 pounds.
We're all old. Nobody's fighting. This is stupid.
But I did feel bad. I'll say this for the record. I said this on my show, and Jesse's probably going to be mad. I'll say this, but I did feel bad going after 80s girl because she's we were all friends, and she's pregnant. And it's like, even though she did have a role in all this, but like, I don't know. That was a little.
I don't know what any of this is about. I don't have a clue what you're talking about. Moody
knows, but anyway. Yeah.
Moody, this is just the mid-season of Game of Toe. We're not wrapping up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. This is just a fun plot twist.
I'd love to be wrong, but who knows? Yeah.
Krautcat really wants Merch and I to get along. He calls us the Lords of Vegas. Mike Cutts, Trolls United. Scotty, welcome to the Dabbleverse. Scotty, well, I think that's a perfect last chat. We are caught up on this Valentine's Day episode.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Ethan, thank you for being here. You want
to? It was a pleasure. What is it? rumble.com/killstreamlive, I believe, is the place to find me. And somebody encouraged me to just start a news. Jesse, just get back on YouTube. They don't even care. I might try that. We'll see.
Trump's just, president now, dude. I don't know if you know
that.
Yeah,
exactly. He's like, just make a channel. If they ban it, make another one. Who cares? So I think I might do that. But rumble.com/killstreamlive. It was a pleasure. And if you want me at Hackamania, I think I can make that happen. And then I'll have a lot of sobriety in me. I don't want to go this weekend if it was a trip to Vegas. I think it's a little early for that. But you know what? If you think Vegas is tempting, go to Tijuana, is all I'll say.
I've been to Tijuana.
Oh, you been to TJ? Yeah. Oh,
me and Patrick.
Moody and I went to Tijuana together.
Hong Kong Gentlemen's Club.
The Hong Kong Club.
I've been to Hong Kong. I've been kicked out of Hong Kong, got in a fight with a bouncer outside there, and had to pay an on-site fine at their local establishment authorities.
People don't know. Hong Kong
Chicago,
Club.
Too?
It's basically, yeah, all of them. The Hong Kong club, it's a strip club, but you can have any of the women. You can just go upstairs.
Yeah, that's
the
how hotel. It is in Mexico. But like, yeah.
I went on Mexican Mother's Day, and if you want to get depressed, the strip club was giving away like TVs and PlayStations and stuff to all the women, and they're all moms. Then they just bring the dancers up talking about how many kids they had. Like, I was just like, you're ruining the boners, man. You're
the other thing we did was, yeah, we went to the highest rated one, which was Hong Kong Gentlemen's Club.
Yeah, it's Hong Kong.
We went to all flipped of them.
It. We went to Peanuts and Beer, and that was not a good time.
There's all kinds of spots. There's some better ones. Like, I won't get into it, but
we went to several.
There's nothing you can't do in Tijuana, really, if you have the money. And nothing they can't do to you.
I'll tell you what, the police ain't gonna help you out.
Oh,
we
drove
to Rosarito Beach and got just pulled over by some dudes with machine guns checking us out. It was just like, okay.
Well, see, here in the Yucatan, it's totally different, but in Tijuana, it's not. But thank you. It was a pleasure. Yes, I loved
absolutely.
It.
And, we'll do it again. I'm sure now you're in the Aaron M. Holt verse. We'll get you back on.
I'm all in now.
Thank you, Ethan. See you next time. Carl, plugs.
WhoAreThese.com and, of course, HackAndMania.com. Promo code WATP. 10% off.
Don't try to catch up to me. You can't do it. Carl, thank you very much. WATP, Who Are These Podcasts? Check them out. Silence Do Good. I guess I can use this free one to piss you off and make you read another. Yeah, sure. I'm very mad. Moody, where can people harass
Carl's idea is really bad. I don't co-sign it. Don't go after people in real life. Don't listen to Carl.
No matter what Carl says, don't go after people.
It's disgusting that Carl wants to bring this into real life.
It's sad. Don't do that.
It's
pathetic and sad.
Catch you later.
There will be a Nobody Likes Onions members only show tonight. Do me a favor. Hit the like button. It will be late. Go enjoy your special day with your family and loved ones, okay? Quit worrying about the internet. None of this is real, and you shouldn't have your head in this stuff. It's bad. You fucking losers.
There's a show in town, it's going down. Every week we're back on solid ground. Steel toe slipping, but we're gripping. Got the tea to spill, it's always flipping. From April's scrimp to Aaron's glee. Oh, this drama's just a spree. Polydrama, legal trauma. Another win, oh, that's the karma. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on her own. Circus, can't you see? The toe is bent, the goal is spent. His empire crumbles, all hell sent. April's playlist on repeat. Aaron's lies we can't defeat. The countdown's on, it won't take long to see this piggy squeal his song. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on Rumble now. This little piggy begging for dollars. And this little piggy. Show. Oh, this little piggy ain't missing a thing. Just sit back, laugh, and watch the king.